Hi, I'm Common Man.
I'm serious.
I'll prove it.
Me likey. Pee-pee no worky.
See? It's really me. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is sponsored by my friends Care Heating and Cooling. If your air conditioner breaks, that's bad news for everyone.
Especially Saki.
Call my guys at Care and make sure that never happens to you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com.
When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. Some college football transfer portal news. In the span of 24 hours, the Ohio State football team landed two pieces to help boost their secondary with the additions of Florida State transfer Earl Little Jr. yesterday and today adding former Duke safety Terry Moore. Moore was an all-ACC second team selection in 2024, recording 71 tackles, 7 tackles for loss, and 4 interceptions. He missed all of last season with a torn ACL and brings 1 year of eligibility to Ohio State. Former Buckeye wide receiver Quincy Porter has found a new home, transferring to Notre Dame for next season. And in the NFL, former Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel is interviewing for the Browns head coach position today. He spent 4 seasons in Miami and was Cleveland's receivers coach in 2024. This one's sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. This new year, don't set a goal without a clear course to results. Drop weight your first week and every week. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear hole.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Oh, hello, my bear-loving man.
Oh, baby. You know what? Turn this music down. We don't need this music.
Yeah!
Let me tell you something. At the Common Man house on Saturday night, what? I didn't want to talk over the start. We sat down to watch the game. Now, the 8-year-old had to go to bed at a certain time. I don't blame her. But she went to bed, thought the game was over.
Sure.
Then my wife followed.
Yeah.
They done. They cooked. I'm going to sleep.
Did she say they're cooked?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was that the lingo?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because we made a deal earlier in the day, because she never hangs out with me and sees the end of these games, because she's like, gotta get up or go to bed at a certain time, even though she has nothing to do.
My wife is the same
way. It's like she's working a shift at NORAD. And oh, man, I need to 10:30. If she's not doing her routine at 10:30.
Yeah.
I got to put the cream on. I got to do the teeth. I got to do this. I got to do that. And then by the time it gets to be 11:30, she's finally ready for bed. But she leaves me,
man,
at 10:30.
11:30. I'm left at 9:45. I'm left to my devices for a long time. I watch a lot of that football alone in a cone of silence.
But I said to her, I said, hey, Bears are on tonight. Stay with me.
Watch with me.
Watch with me. Because this team has a flair for the dramatic.
Oh, yeah.
It's the miracle team. Right? They're going to give us something. They may not win, but they're going to give us something. She goes, okay, I promise. And then?
21-3.
I'm going to bed.
What happened to the promise?
They're done. They're cooked.
Well, they felt like they were done.
I understand.
It looked
bleak.
But how
many? They've had 7 fourth quarter comebacks this year.
Caleb Williams?
7.
Bringing people back.
It's not just him.
Rallying the team.
Defense wakes up.
Defense got going for sure. They weren't going to get back into it without them.
Sneaks over to the opposing coach's sideline and feeds their coach stupid pills. Ben was taking them in the first half.
Ben had a lot of the stupid pills.
Well, he ate some. What? He decided he was Dan Campbell. He was going to go for it on fourth down every single time.
It's an epidemic. He better stop doing that. Because if you keep doing things like that, you're not gonna wind up winning the Super Bowl.
And now,
you might win a game in the playoffs, but stop doing that.
And now you got the Rams coming.
Yeah.
Ooh, Rams.
Yeah.
They're used to playing in the warmer weather.
They play in a dome.
Here they come. No, it's not a dome, SoFi, is it?
Yeah, SoFi dome.
No, yeah. It's open on the top.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. There's some open air.
Yeah, there's open air.
It's all feels like a dome.
Close, but not.
They got to let a little bit of air in.
Yeah.
The smoke, wildfires out there, smoke gets in.
That's right.
Anyway.
You want that smokiness to get in there.
Rams are coming. And Matt Stafford has a strained wrist, something? Pinky? Wrist?
What do you call it?
Finger?
Hand? Finger?
Yeah. He's got something strained.
Fingers?
Finger bone?
I don't like the word finger.
Finger Lakes.
Finger Lakes. It's beautiful country up there,
Poconos.
Teddy. Beautiful country.
And so Stafford is a little bit ouchy.
Coming in.
They still got Puka.
Puka.
I like a
Puka. Puka doesn't understand.
Puka plays through a lot of ouchies.
The rock hardness of the field at Soldier Field in January.
Come on.
It's like playing on a parking lot full of cement.
Oh, please.
Puka can't handle that.
Puka can
the
handle.
The crowd's going to be ready to go.
Puka can walk on lava rocks.
Why are you doing this to me?
I'm just saying.
I've had nothing to look forward to.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
You had a great regular season. You've won a playoff game now.
So all of a sudden now it's just done? No, it's not done until it's done.
I'm not saying that it's done.
It's not done.
I don't want you to get too far ahead of yourself.
I've gotten far ahead.
Just live in this moment. Enjoy the win.
My Super Bowl tickets.
That's a bad idea.
You got the by the way, enjoy the weather while you can, Bears fans, because Kevin Warren's trying to build a dome in Gary, Indiana.
Yeah. Well, you got to bring back Gary. Gary's had some rough.
Gary. Nothing's bringing back Gary.
It's had a rough 50 years, okay?
50?
It's trying to make its way back, and the Bears are just the thing to help it do it.
I was gyrating on Saturday night.
Oh, I can't imagine.
And then she woke up the next morning. What happened? They won is what happened.
Maybe if I stayed, they wouldn't have.
Maybe so.
Maybe so, honey.
Maybe so.
Glad you went to bed.
What does this do for the what are they playing, Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
What does it do for the next watch? Are you going to make them disappear at halftime?
No.
This time around, I want them to
have some faith in the Bears.
I don't
have some faith in this miracle team.
I don't remember anybody in my household really getting into the Washington Commanders run, because I had the run last year. Feels like it was 30 years ago.
Yeah, it feels like a long time ago.
Because of how bad they suck now, and Cliff Kingsbury's already gone. Their defensive coordinator already gone.
He's going to be the next coordinator for the Buckeyes.
Maybe. No. You know what?
No.
Something to discuss, because
I do think
Ohio State needs an outside OC. I don't want to see Ryan Day calling plays again and reverting back to that, but
that's fine.
That's not the discussion.
That's not something to discuss.
I loved seeing my team make that run to the NFC Championship. It was unexpected. I couldn't really believe it.
You didn't have any support from your family?
I didn't really know. I mean, I was watching most of those games alone. If anything, Sarah's sitting on the couch reading a book while I'm living and dying on every single play.
It's disappointing.
And it kind of came to a sad end because, you remember, they got smoked against the Eagles. I would have preferred to have at least a hope and a prayer in that fourth quarter to at least dream about the Super Bowl, but getting the wins over Tampa and the road win at Detroit was quite exciting. So I'm all in on the Bears. You know that. I got your back.
Now you're all in?
Of course
I'm all in. All you're talking about is Puka Nacua walking on water.
Oh, Puka. I'm just trying to keep you reserved a little bit.
You're in on the Bears, right?
I mean, absolutely.
Let's go Bears.
Stupid cowboy fan over there.
85 Bears. My favorite. How can you not love this?
Jim McMahon's blind in one eye, and he can see the magic of this team, Timmy. Oh,
Jim's rap in this is legendary.
I toyed with the idea of wearing my Jim McMahon jersey today.
That's who you went for as Halloween. We got to find a photo of that and repost it, because Mike did have an awesome Jim McMahon Halloween costume. I went as Billy Ripken, even drew on the butt of my Louisville Slugger bat.
FF.
To make it, yeah, drew a little FF on the butt of my Louisville Slugger. But the Jim McMahon with the glasses and the headband that you had wrote Roselle on the white headband was perfect.
I did wear the McMahon glasses today, the sunglasses.
Where are they?
How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Of course you are.
That was a strong doing good, Mike.
You got Foodgasm coming up at 4:46. I have something to say about Foodgasm. What was it?
I don't know. Lots of food things.
Yeah,
I had a big food weekend.
You know how exciting that Bears game was?
How?
Even Al Michaels woke up.
I thought Al was fine.
He was fine.
I thought Al was good.
How he said, I've done 31 games in this stadium. This is the first time I felt it shaking.
Mm-hmm.
They were willing him awake.
Yeah.
Wake up, Al.
I do remember them talking about the shaking
Peter
environment.
Peter Herbstreit was just crapping and pissing all over the place in that booth. He didn't know what to make of it. It was like a dog during a thunderstorm.
You know who wasn't good? Tony Romo. Not good.
Oh, no. Tony hasn't been good for a long time, buddy.
I don't know, Jim.
Tony has regressed. The first season of Tony was like a revelation. He's out there predicting plays.
Every play he's predicting.
He's new John Madden, doesn't take himself too seriously, and he's never evolved from that point. And he doesn't predict the plays anymore. I contend.
Because
he's been out of the league for 10 years now.
I know, but you would
He doesn't
still,
know what the hell's going
you would
on.
Still study. You would still prepare and know what's going on. It's weird how little he has to say. Did you see that intro where he's like, Jim, I mean, you got the Buffalo Bills. I mean, Carolina almost did it last night. And so Jacksonville, they can almost do it today. I mean, but, you know, Buffalo's the underdog in this game. So Jacksonville's the overdog, but they're kind of like the underdog. I don't know, Jim. They could both make the Super Bowl, too. I'm like, what are you talking about, Tony? Wake up.
Is he
it's time to broadcast now.
Is he the worst color analyst?
I think he is, and he's the lead for CBS. People are talking. They've got a couple years before their next Super Bowl.
They're paying him $13 million.
J.J. Watt is probably going to up and pass him by. And you know what? Jim actually feels fine. Jim does feel fine. Like, I don't get that Al Michaels
Nance
from him.
No, he's fine.
He's fine. He gave up college basketball, but I still think he does a good job doing golf and doing football.
By the way, a couple more announcer comments, then we'll move on, talk some... what are we moving on from? This is the show. What am I talking about?
I don't know.
Chris Collinsworth is him. Chris Collinsworth's...
What?
Big white cap teeth are so big, he can't put his lips together anymore.
Maybe that's what gives him his... Maybe that's what
they're
keeps
so
him moaning
big. They're,
all the time.
They're Rex Ryan level, big white cap teeth.
No.
Ridiculous. Also,
why is Rex Ryan doing that?
Erin Andrews looked like she was hanging out on a RuPaul show. She looked like she was in drag.
She looked like the Penguin's wife. She had her hair pulled back so tight you could barely see her face.
That coat was like exploding out of the coat.
It's just that it's so off brand for her. She looks like a regular all-American girl, like most of her games. And then she goes to that with
like
the gloves and the
rocket on crack.
I had no idea.
Showgirls here.
I didn't know who that was.
And now Black Swan.
Oh, my God.
How you doing over there?
I'm doing good. And I just had found out some information about, I guess, your parlay is still alive?
Oh, it's alive, baby.
Mine is just, I missed by one.
Oh.
No way.
The hills are alive.
We've got a parlay that's alive?
Yes, parlay's alive. Yeah. I got the Steelers tonight.
If it hits, we shut it down.
Shut it down, baby.
Hey, mine didn't hit. It didn't hit.
Hills are alive with the sound of music.
So you got to have the Steelers?
Yeah, Steelers tonight.
Yeah, I have the Steelers tonight. Steelers cover or just win?
Cover. Yeah. What's the spread?
I thought you just had a money line on the Steelers.
No, I think it's.
It's a tight spread anyway. It's within like 2.5 points either way. I don't know who's favored.
All right. We'll talk about that tonight. By the way, the Steelers have a very impressive streak of their own going into the game tonight. Yeah. We'll talk about that next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should avoid northbound 270's off-ramp to Easton Way on the East Outer Belt. That's currently closed due to an accident. And we've got some slowdown due to a crash on West Broad Street between Burgess Avenue and Eureka Avenue. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $30 on auto repair with their AAA Triple Play. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through January 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one. To learn more and get help on any day, visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
T-Bone's an expert at making mornings better. He brought back the bagel sandwiches at McDonald's. He feeds birds out of his mouth. And he hosts a radio show guaranteed to make you smile. Hey, T-Bone.
Yes.
T-Bone and Tybus.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
For today, expect a mostly sunny start to the work week with highs a lot warmer than yesterday, getting into the low 40s. However, with breezy winds, we'll have that wind chill in place. For tonight, mostly clear overnight with our lows in the upper 20s. And then for Tuesday, a nice mix of sun and clouds and milder with breezy winds continuing and highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man uses his droopy sack for a bath mat.
Santa's not the only one with a big red sack full of goodies.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Hey, man, we got to do something different. It's a new year. How many of you remember the first time that you failed to perform in the bedroom? I mean, maybe it's for different reasons, but it's not a good memory, right?
There was audible laughter.
This piece of angel hair pasta right here. You can't have that. You can't have that at all. That's why you see our friends at Tri-State Men's Health. If you are suffering from erectile dysfunction, ED, as they call it in the biz, well, they can help you. All you got to do is go to their website, tristatemenshealth.com. They have two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio. Maybe it's been okay using the pills or the herbals, but why are you going to settle for okay when you're talking about premium hibbity-dibbity time that could be being had? So you're going to see why they got treatments with success rates well over 90%. And some of those treatments can even have you last an hour or more. Dear God! So check them out, tristatemenshealth.com. Get that first $99 visit. You get the test dose in the office. If it doesn't work, your visit is free.
Steelers hosting the Texans tonight. The last time the Steelers lost a Monday night football game at home was October 14th, 1991.
Chuck Knoll would have been their coach.
Chuck Knoll, my guy.
Your guy.
Was a guest at my wedding.
I don't believe this story for a second.
What do you mean,
I don't believe it? I believe it, but I don't believe. It's hard to believe that Chuck Knoll was at your
wedding. He was at my wedding. Teddy, were you at my wedding?
No.
No?
I didn't even know you. I wasn't there.
No?
I wouldn't have been invited anyway.
Nobody was there. It was just my parents, my sister, my future in-laws, and Chuck my Noll. Sister-in-law and Chuck Noll. He was there. We got married at a very small club on a balcony in Florida. And whoever happened to be having dinner at this club were unwitting participants in our nuptials.
So that's what it was.
And Chuck Noll was there. His wife was there with him. I assume it's his wife. It was a younger, older lady.
Uh-huh. A younger, older lady.
So well, Chuck Noll, you could tell she was several years younger than Chuck, but...
So he literally just had played a round of golf and was having a surf and turf. Like club special dinner.
And he congratulated me.
Your wedding was just right there.
On the wedding. I said, thank you so much, coach. Actually, he had to be prodded by his wife to congratulate me.
He had to be shocked into his wits.
Say, congratulations, Chucky.
Congratulations,
was she,
Chucky.
Was she helping him chew his food? Was he this old?
He was a little worse for wear at that point.
That's neat, though. You got a coaching legend that just happened to be there.
That's right. Yeah. And then, because what happened was we wanted the very small, small wedding. And then nothing after that. So what evolved was the very small, small wedding. And then a month later, here in Columbus, a huge 200-person party that neither me nor my wife wanted.
Mm.
But that somehow was planned on our behalf. Now, Teddy was... at that wedding.
I was at that, Timmy.
He was there.
Yes, I was there. It was a fantastic
You calling that a wedding? Or it was a reception kind of a thing.
Yeah, the reception. Yeah.
A little reception.
So,
a lot of work buddies there? Or was that, how did you manage the
Who did I invite to that?
Invites.
A lot of us were there.
Well, I remember you were there.
Yeah.
Spielman was there. So I had Spielman at the wedding reception. I had Chuck Noll at the actual wedding.
Chuck Noll and then Spielman.
I guarantee you. There's not a lot of people that has that claim to fame.
One of the all-time great linebackers in college football history.
I'm just saying.
And a great NFL pro.
Spielman
and a coaching
was there.
Legend.
I don't think Herbie made it to that one.
No.
He didn't make it.
He didn't make it there. But
he didn't make it.
No, Herbie's invite, or he RSVP'd back. No,
he didn't get an invite. Got lost. Carrier pigeon ran into a wall.
I can't believe that. How did you decide when those work invites came out? Because that had to be completely your domain. Kristen's probably saying, whatever you got to do, whatever you need.
I don't think anything with this wedding was my domain.
Really?
Yeah. It started that way.
Why would Kristen be inviting people at your work?
I think she gave up at a certain point.
She
wasn't even inviting people.
I mean,
Emily came.
What was your work relationship with Teddy at the time? Because he wasn't producing the show back then, was he?
No, I was banging with Teddy. Teddy and I were buddies way back.
Yeah. Like day one. Yeah. Kinda.
I mean, how do you not love
Teddy? Kinda meaning you hated me the first day?
No. I didn't know you to hate you yet.
If you
It took some time.
No, it didn't take long though, did it?
And here we are 22 years later.
Keith Allen was there. Keith Allen now works at CNN.
Was he a producer?
He was my producer.
Yeah. He was your producer.
He was, if you're a longtime listener, he was the voice of fake Joe Paterno and fake Lou Holtz. Mm. And told Clark Kellogg to F off.
Who do we think would be next in line for a fan wedding?
Matty Ice.
And would we be invited? If Matty Ice was getting married, I think we'd be invited. I'm confident. I'm confident that he would find invites.
He yelled at me because I told him that I'm done. I'm done with weddings. I'm never going to another wedding again until it's my own daughter's wedding.
What about mine?
And then he got all offended. Like, what about mine? Well, you know what? Maddie, it's got to happen first, buddy.
Yeah, but you're not going to tell me you're not going to go to an in-town Matty Ice wedding.
No. I would never disappoint Matty Ice.
Oh, speaking of Matty Ice, this made no sense to me. I am at we have these card shows that happen at the Hilliard Fairgrounds. They, since the trade got hotter, they're having them more frequently. Used to be like once or twice a year. Feel like they're every other month. So Jack's always got the schedule and knows when they're going to be there. And we went up there yesterday, Sunday afternoon, before the games are starting. See some faces I know, some familiar faces, people that have tables. And there was a gentleman that came up and said he loves the show, loves you and I doing the show together. And I said, thank you very much. That's a nice thing to say. And then this was all happening at the same time. Another guy seemed to recognize me. And I could see him and he wanted to like come up and say something. And he comes over to me. He says, hey, man, are you Matty Ice?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I just.
What do you think about that, Matty?
This is my outfit.
I
smiled, and before
it catches my outfit.
Before I decided how I was going to respond, because
it catches my outfit.
You know, I'm not Matty Ice. I mean, we both wear glasses. We both wear a hat. That's about where the resemblance ends.
You're both men.
We're both men.
Well, he's a man.
And I think my response to him was, as I said, wait till I tell you this.
You should have said yes.
Why?
Why not?
Why would I say yes?
Because if he's that clueless to make the mistake, then he's not going to know.
So I don't know. And it wasn't even like I was wearing, you know, something that resembled Matty Ice's on-air persona. Like maybe for some reason I was wearing a Ravens hat.
Not black.
Or a Reds hat.
There's that part of it.
Yes, obviously he doesn't know. And that's good on him. I'm sorry. I didn't realize Matty Ice was black. I don't see color.
Ian Fitzsimmons thinks he plays linebacker at Ohio State.
I see a person. You're a person. He's a person.
Tressel didn't have a problem with it. You know, Tressel, he was fine with it.
Ice, good. He thought Jeff Tito Thidoff was Matty Ice. Ice, good to see you.
Has there been a man who's been confused for more sloppy white people than Matty Ice?
I did as we were joking around. I said to him, you know, Matty Ice is black, and he just, his eyes just widened for some reason. I'm like, who cares? Doesn't matter. But I'm like, no, I'm not him. And a minute later, he still wanted a picture with me. I don't know if he felt bad for.
Did he know who you really were?
Once I told him, like, no, I'm Timmy Hall. I'm afternoon show. And then he immediately went with a line like, oh, you know, where's Common Man? They always give it with Common Man didn't come out to this. I'm like, well, no, we're not actually brothers. You know, we don't hang out the whole weekend, but he's not here. So he wanted the picture, and Ice had a good laugh about that when I told him that story. Like, I guess we're secretly brothers.
You're invited to the cookout.
That's right.
Some problems for Notre Dame, maybe, in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 15-minute delay due to some police activity that's blocking the right lane on northbound 270 on that east outer belt before Easton Way. It will be stop and go from 670. We also have a crash causing holdup on West Broad Street between Burgess Avenue and Eureka Avenue. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40. One night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed more. Learn more at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Jude, every innovation we make is a moment we give to children with cancer everywhere. But we can't do it without you.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
So, I have a thing to give away today, but I don't know what it is. It's two tickets to see Stavros Holkias.
Oh, he just goes by Stavros. Okay, I know there's actually a story behind this one, too. I don't know his stuff that much, but Beamer apparently had become a big fan of his. And this Stavros dude incorporates his love of all things Baltimore, which you would think would set us off on the right plane.
What does he do? Play the acoustic guitar? What type of music are we talking about here?
No, not he's a comedian.
Oh, he is?
He's a comedian. Not,
I don't know
not
what
a musician.
The hell's going on, man.
No. He's a comic. But he incorporates his love of Baltimore sports into his act a lot. But he's a big Ravens guy, and every time the Ravens would win, he would get on Instagram and just do the most ridiculous phone right up to his face, like overhyped breakdown of the game. And I hated this thing, and Beam would make sure to send it to me after every single Ravens win.
Well, now you can see him live.
But he's got great stuff, and we've got tickets to him. He comes highly recommended.
Well, give me a number.
How about 742?
Call the number 742 right now. 614-821-9710. Gets two tickets to see Stavros something at Mershon Auditorium. Where the hell's the Mershon Auditorium?
Mershon, that's a good
campus.
Spot to see it. Yeah.
Just campus off High Street.
I don't know what the hell's going on. On Sunday, February 22nd, Stavros is bringing his Dreamboat Tour to Columbus. Tickets are on sale now. To purchase, head to Ticketmaster.com. Tell him Common Man sent you. If you meet Stavros, say, hey, Common Man, big fan.
I'm just looking at the name. I'm just looking at the name of a podcast that he co-founded or that he co-hosted.
What's the name of it?
I can't say it? No. Let's just say it starts with the letter C.
Cat?
And then it's a couple letters and then space and then the word town. So that's that. It's not cat. No.
C-O?
No.
C?
No.
No, not that?
No. Let's just say it's a word you don't like none too much.
Oh, it's that word.
Yeah. It's the
hard U. I don't like it.
That's a hell of a podcast name.
I don't like it, man.
Isn't it?
I don't like it.
Notre
Dame. Notre Dame has denied that Marcus Freeman made physical contact with anyone after the football coach was accused of battery in a police report filed January 3rd following an incident at his son's high school wrestling match.
This is not the kind of story that you want to start off reading about your head football coach, right?
According to the South Bend Tribune, the alleged incident involved Freeman and New Prairie High School assistant wrestling coach Chris Flieger.
Flieger?
Flieger. Freeman and his family were at the Al Smith Wrestling Invitational to support his son, Vinny, a senior who's heading to Cornell.
Good for him.
Flieger filed a police report this past week accusing Freeman of battery. Says, Vinny Freeman, head coach Marcus Freeman's son, was verbally accosted during and after his wrestling match by a local wrestling coach. This is a statement by Notre Dame. Marcus and Joanna Freeman intervened and removed Vinny from the situation. At no point did Coach Freeman physically engage with anyone. We believe that the police report, which includes video evidence, fully exonerates Coach Freeman and makes clear these accusations are totally unfounded.
Something like this also has to have a lot of people around, because I've been to some of these wrestling meets before. There's a ton of action going on. You can hardly get a seat at these places. There's
school upon school
taking part in it. It's very bizarre. I mean, obviously, if you feel like your son is in a position where he needs help as a parent, you're going to do almost anything to make sure that your child is safe. And to hear that, like, him and his wife went in and had to intervene, so many questions about this. Like, what the hell was going on? Why would a local coach be verbally abusive towards Vinny Freeman? What happened here? Someone's going to know the full and honest story to this, though.
All right, two thoughts. First thought, I like the name Vinny.
I like it,
it's
too.
It's a good name. We don't see it enough.
Not since my cousin Vinny. When did we have the last good Vinny? Testaverde?
Vinny Testaverde.
And
underrated quarterback.
What was Vinny
for
Gambino?
For your Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, for my Ravens, since I am Matty Ice.
Second thought. We don't usually hear a denial like this.
Right away.
From a school right away.
Right away.
So I assume they saw video, they have witnesses, and they know these are baseless allegations. If they don't, then man, is this a reckless statement.
I know you and I believe this to an extent. We say this often. And it continually is proven true, you know, that college football coaches are nuts, right? They're a little nuts. They can be a little crazy.
No, some are more than a little nuts.
However, knowing what we know about Marcus Freeman and knowing some of the people that know Marcus Freeman,
very hard to believe.
I do too.
That
I cannot
do something like
I cannot imagine that he would be the guy that would go off the handle and do something to jeopardize this unbelievable position that he has found himself in for his college football coaching career. He is the head football coach of Notre Dame, and I think a lot of people were surprised that he was just in a spot to earn that job at this point, being so young in his coaching career, but he did deserve it. He did earn his way to it. I can't imagine any, there's much truth to this. So I'm curious on so many fronts as to what really happened in this situation.
Hey, Jackets beat Utah yesterday.
Beat the Mammoth.
Yay.
Pretty little play in the overtime. It was almost like the Mammoth were the Jackets taking that stupid penalty. What was it? 20 seconds before the end of the game? You can't do that. You cannot do something like that.
That was a hell of a little road trip, though. That went from, oh, yeah, I mean, no, that no, win.
Not a good road trip.
No. Last night went from, man, what a crappy road trip. Up from,
what a disaster. The season's over.
Disaster.
Yeah.
They're still in last place, yeah, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
Q&A with Don Waddell in the Dispatch.
Oh, what's he saying? What's he saying about it?
Here's the question. How surprised are you to be last in the Eastern Conference? Well, Jeff Rimmer told me we're not last. No, actually he said, well, it's disappointing for sure.
No.
And it's disappointing because of how we've played and how we've lost games, particularly in third periods. As the GM of the team, you always got to look at yourself first and say, okay, are we not that good of a team or what's going on? We wouldn't be in the positive for goal differential in the first period, positive in the second period, and so negative in the third if we were a bad team. You'd have much more balance in all three periods. That's the frustrating part. Yeah, he's saying if they were really bad, they'd suck in the first and second periods.
Yeah, we'd suck all the way through.
Yeah, we're getting there.
I don't quite get with that train of thought because being a meltdown team in the third period, I don't care if you're great in the first and the second period. A hockey game is 60 minutes. It's not 40 minutes. That all counts. That does have a lot to do with whether you're a good team or a bad team.
What needs to happen with goalies Jet Greaves and Elvis Merzlikins who have struggled? Comment from Waddell. We got to get the most out of our guys. Jet's played good. He's played a lot more than probably we thought he'd play. Elvis went through a tough stretch there. What's the tough stretch? The last 4 years?
He doesn't even play now. He's done playing.
And he also had probably the toughest start, so I don't get caught up in the save percentage and all that stuff. I get caught up on how the goals go in. I don't really care how the goals go in, because either way, this is me talking now, either way, it's a failure. Whether it's goaltending, which you have sort of refused to address here.
Yeah, or it's your blue line.
Or it's the fact that you've overspent for one of the most expensive defensive units in the league. I mean, what's the silver lining here?
Yeah, what's the difference? What if you had unbelievable goaltending and you weren't that confident in your blue line? Or maybe if you have great goaltending, chances are your blue line's playing a little bit better, but maybe you're not scoring a lot of goals, right? So maybe when you look down at the stat sheets and you have a lot of underperforming superstars, but maybe your goaltenders have been standing on their heads and you have a good record, well, that overcomes a lot of stuff. Now, you would still want to address and maybe make some moves so you start scoring some more goals, but in the end, it just matters how, if you're winning hockey games or not. You put it all together, you're winning as a team, you're losing as a team, and Elvis and now Jet, they're just not stopping enough pucks to help this team get through these third periods.
Timmy, we've talked about this. There's more problems than that. You know, Kent Johnson is MIA. He was asked about him, by the way. He said, what are you going to say? Oh, he's had a lot of crossbars there, maybe squeezing the stick a little bit too tight. He'll turn it around.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Feels different. Feels like it's more to that with Kent Johnson. What about Zach Werenski?
He says he had to be asked
about him.
Is there any concern that Zach Werenski may exit in 2 years?
It's becoming a thing with Blue Jackets fans now, as it should be.
He says, well, you look at all your players, and they all want to win. He wants to win, and he cares. And that's what you want out of a hockey player, especially a star player of his quality. I've stayed in touch with him. Well, that's good. I've talked to him all the time, and there's frustration, which I mentioned, with how come we can't keep leads and so forth. But I do feel he wants to be part of the solution. I don't think he's a guy who's going to say, I don't want to be here. Now, if we're talking about 2 years from now and he still thinks like this, you can't blame him if he leaves.
Oh, man.
But I think
good.
We believe we're better than we are in the standings. Again, it's easy to say it. You've got to go out and do it. I think this next period of time, not just this year, but going into next year, is going to be a big factor when it comes to Z.
Gosh, now we're blending this year into next year, almost as if we're making it a right. You know, well, you see what I'm saying?
Now, this year's almost lost.
So, this year sucks. So
we'll see what next
really
year does.
Come down to next season, and if we're gonna hard charge in the off season and probably re-sign a lot of the same guys that were a part of this failed year this time around and see where it goes. Hope some of that young talent gets even better.
I will say that there was something that I was very excited about as the season was starting. Thought it was a really nice thing to do, nice classy thing to do for the fans. And now I've grown to hate it and dread it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And I think it's just like rubbing salt in a wound. And I'll tell you what it is coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should avoid northbound 270's off-ramp to Easton Way on the east outer belt that is currently closed due to an accident investigation. And we've got an accident on southbound 270's off-ramp to US 33 on the east outer belt causing some delay there. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube, weekday morning starting at 6. If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate. If you're a fan of Jeff Dudoff, drive directly to a hospital. Seriously, The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Reaction Monday, where highly trained experts talk football.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
Your home for reaction and overreaction. The Fan.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want you to go to wherever you get your audio. Search Common Man and Timmy. Click subscribe.
Click.
Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. So, Jack, it's whatever. Q&A with Don Waddell in the Dispatch. Who writes for the Dispatch now? Is it still the...
Hedger?
Still the crotch sniffer? Hedger?
Yeah, I think so. I think he did that piece.
All right. Well, congratulations.
If I'm not mistaken.
For keeping your job.
When no one else really is that we mean in the paper industry?
Whatever.
It sucks what's going on there.
Does it?
Well, yeah. It does.
Okay.
I know. I mean, it's still, you know, people losing gigs.
Look, I understand. I don't want people to lose their jobs. I get it, but you know, I'm old enough and I've been around long enough where I remember being a young guy in this business and all the newspaper dudes would just look down their nose at all of us radio morons.
I know that feeling.
Elitist a-holes. I write for a living.
Yeah.
What do you do? And you know what?
They used to be the cock of the walk. They used to be big time stuff.
Unlikable. And then when they were laid off, they all wanted to join the circus. They all wanted to work
here.
The
circus, you mean, that is sports radio.
I'm just kidding around.
It did.
How you doing there, Brooksy?
It did always used to bother me a little bit. And maybe it's some kind of inferiority complex, whatever. But you, when you start at the bottom, right? Like, I was not going to become an athlete, so I had to find an opening anywhere, any internship that would take me.
You found the opening.
And I found...
It was my butt.
But you found it. But I found it. But long before I knew you, the common man, you just start off with an internship and just start to make the climb. And that involves changing cities a couple of times, finding a spot where you can fit in. But for the longest time,
Billy Joel,
there were always TV guys that would make that transition into radio, but you just weren't seeing the same number of radio guys getting to do some of those TV opportunities. And forget about like writing too. Maybe occasionally you might have a really popular like afternoon host or jock or whatever that might get an opinion column or a sports column in the local paper. I mean, I guess the guy that comes to mind is Jason Whitlock, who kind of did.
Oh, he's a good one.
He was the paper guy, though. Mm-hmm. He was the paper guy that then started to do radio, and then that took off, and then the paper thing went by the wayside. Wilbon and Kornheiser in Washington, guys I grew up with, kind of the same way, where they went from the Washington Post and got to get involved doing other stuff. You'd rarely see someone start in the radio medium and then go to one of the other ones. It's starting to change a little bit now. I mean, we got our partners with 10TV, so...
Oh, no.
They grab us and bring us over there, and it's different.
We're not under the same ownership umbrella as the newspaper like we used to be. That used to drive me nuts. Just from a business standpoint, is that for years, the radio station was prohibited from commercials with alcohol, right? Commercials for establishments of entertainment for gentlemen.
Things that maybe sponsor a certain basement podcast for the entire year.
I'm just saying that did not, that was not.
That wasn't kosher.
Sure. We can say that. Yep. But if you would go to some of those back pages in the newspaper.
There they be. See,
oh, Thai massage. Oh, okay. I guess that's all right.
Bob Kraft's favorite.
Sure. That we can't do a spot and make money from a place like the Lion's Den. But you can advertise the Thai massage in the back of the newspaper.
I know.
Makes a lot of sense.
What was the thing with the jackets?
Oh, here's the thing.
The thing with the jackets that you were saying,
I was really excited about this season. All right. I thought that this was a new beginning. And you're going past the tragedy of last year. The way this team played last year was still considered a success, in my opinion. And
they were a game away from the playoffs.
You go into the offseason and you got, Z talking about how it's enough now. We're gonna do this. And I believe it. You know, they ponied up some cash too much, maybe. I don't know. They solidified the roster. They got my guy Olivier signed up, punching people in the face. And it's the 25th anniversary season. So I said, they're doing some stuff. They got the 25th anniversary logo, and they're bringing back the old players. I like that. I like the sense of nostalgia, bringing back some old players. And now I just saw this email today. Blue Jackets' fourth 25th anniversary game celebration to recognize four former players on Saturday, January 24th. They've been doing this at
throughout
stages
the season.
This season.
Kind of
this
staggering.
One's going to be the fourth one. And they're bringing back the alumni. Pascal LeClaire, former goaltender. Mm-hmm. Cam Atkinson, who, of course, we've honored. And we've seen Cam. RJ Umberger.
Ah, Buckeye.
Derek Dorsett. Wish Derek Dorsett was on this team right now.
Need some physicality.
So those
toughness.
The four guys being brought in. And when the season first started, I was very excited about that. And now, as I watch this crappy hockey team, it just reminds me of all your failures. Pascal LeClaire, let's put aside the fact that he could be the ugliest hockey player in the history of the world. All right? Looks like he should be starring in a movie with mutants in it. It is unheard of to take a goaltender in the first round, especially in the top 10 of the first round. He was the number 8 overall pick. It's like we just have this parade of guys coming in. Oh, here's another disaster. But he was here for a while, so he's our disaster. Wave! Wave to the people! Hi! Hi, I was here. I was a bust.
Oh,
but
man.
Anyway, congratulations on your last place Eastern Conference team now.
I know what you mean, but you've got to... Yes, you should feel this way.
I didn't the season started. Now I've been beaten down.
We have no success in 25 years. So what do you do? Like, what would your events be?
You bring in people who have disappointed you, like Doug McClain and Housen, and you flog them publicly.
You just shame them? You bring in players that maybe
put a dunk tank up there.
Do we bring Artemi Panarin back? Do we do like that? Do we kind of go off of do a featurette for you if you give us one season of time, and then the next trip back to Nationwide Arena, you get a video board montage?
I really wanted 2026 to be the year of positivity.
Of making the playoffs?
I'm not talking about Bears. Bears.
Yeah.
Bears.
Bears are moving on. Imagine being an Indiana Hoosier fan and a Bears fan. Imagine the combination.
Imagine being Anthony Rothman. Oh, he's a Vikings fan.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why is he not a Bears fan?
He's from Chicago. I don't know.
He's the north side of Chicago. Chicago.
Don't say it like that.
I don't know why I said it like that.
Idiot. I'm going to share a story of badness so bad that you're going to think I'm making it up. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 5-minute holdup due to an accident that's blocking the right lane if you're on northbound 71 on that north side after 670. Expect it to move a little slow from East Broad Street. We also have a slowdown due to an accident that's on Sullivan Avenue at Clarendon Avenue. This report is sponsored by Coda. Riding Coda is easier than ever now that you can pay with just a hop on Coda. And with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer, college football transfer portal news. Ohio State has added a second transfer to their roster today with a commitment from former Northwestern tight end Hunter Welsing. Welsing was an All-Big Ten honorable mention selection this season with 28 receptions for 296 yards and 2 touchdowns. He joins former Duke safety Terry Moore as transfer additions for Ohio State today. Former Buckeye wide receiver Quincy Porter has found his new home, transferring to Notre Dame for next season. Porter played in 4 games last season at Ohio State and had 4 receptions for 59 yards. Now heads to South Bend. And in golf, 5-time major champion Brooks Koepka is planning to leave LIV Golf and make a return to the PGA Tour under the tour's new returning member program. He'll make his first start back on tour later this month. This one's sponsored by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Draining, Heating, and Cooling. Together to serve you better, schedule today at thewaterworks.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan.
Show on Publio's Spotify rap list. It's Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Monday. So glad you're here. 3 hours a day, every single day. This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Hey, Timmy.
Mikey.
Did you see that Brooksy Koepka is back on the PGA Tour? That didn't take long.
I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, I have been so anti-Liv from the get-go. The whole thing just rubbed me wrong. You're putting a wrench into the way professional golf has always gone. I thought there was a way where you could, we talk a lot about it doing what we do. We can walk up to that line. We can take a look over. We can walk up to the cliff. We can look over, but let's not jump over. I think you could have gotten a lot of what you wanted on the PGA Tour if this could all have just stopped at the threat of doing it. Not seeing 30% of your star players leave and go play in these meaningless events for 3 or 4 years.
But sometimes people have to leave and albeit make a ridiculous amount of money when they do it.
To understand what
to understand
left.
That the grass is not always greener. Yeah. And I think what the PGA has done here, and we were talking before the show, you wanted more of a punishment for Brooks Koepka.
I wanted
him to be naked out there.
I think he needs to. I think we make him do that Tuesday night TGL, you know, this indoor golf league that nobody is watching. I don't know what the numbers of the returns on this thing are. You know what I'm talking about, where they hit the golf ball into the movie theater style screen. They got the fake green in the middle. He should have to do that for the rest of this indoor golf season, fully nude. And everybody gets to point and laugh and make jokes at him.
But I think, and look, I love the public shaming aspect of it, but I think what the PGA Tour has done here is essentially signed the death warrant for Liv.
I sure hope so.
Now what this does is it shows everybody who wishes they didn't jump, talking to you, John Rahm.
Yeah, you come on back.
I mean, John Rahm was talking
you,
like
Phil Mickelson. I
2 days after he jumped about how, oh, I don't know. He had that tone in his voice, like, I can't believe I just did this. Well, now the PGA Tour has shown that it's going to be easy for you to jump back on tour. And I think that... maybe not Bryson, because they'll probably give him some sort of Saudi ownership or a palace to keep him there.
You need him back. And I don't say that for a lot of guys.
Keep him. I don't like
him. No,
no. Hell with him.
But you need a hell with him kind of guy. Brooks is a hell with him kind of guy. Brooks has won more major championships, but he just...
But since he left, his career is tanked.
He's
awful.
He is phenomenal in the fact that he has won that many major championships. I mean, you cannot even fathom what it must be like to win that many major championships in a golf career. And the guy is barely 35, 40 years old, but yet it feels... the last few years, like he's just some nothing insignificant golfer. Like, that is really impressive how you can manage to do that, to be both of those things at the same time, that great at this game. A surefire lockdown Hall of Famer. You have to consider him one of the all-time greats because of how he wakes up in the biggest events. But he doesn't have those overall wins. He's way, way, way down there in the grand scheme when it comes to just PGA Tour wins. But you need a guy like that. You need a guy like Bryson. You need John Rahm for this all to work and to be what it is supposed to be on the PGA Tour. I don't even care how many tournaments, how many events they all wind up playing. Just so long as in a random February weekend where it's, you know, the West Coast swing, as they call it, and you play some iconic courses, you kind of get the season going and get people revved up before the Masters gets here. As long as you have a good group of those guys that want to play, that's all. You don't need to enforce all these rules on, like, you got to play in this event, you got to play in that event. Make it a great event. Those guys will want to play in it.
I like the way this was handled, too, with Brooks Koepka. It's like, oh, I got some personal stuff I got to... What's the personal stuff? I hate this. I hate Liv. I have to go away now.
They threaten my family
on a
monthly basis.
Take all the money back. That's how much I hate it.
Yeah, I have plenty of money. I'll make it all up by just playing in the PGA Tour and getting some endorsement deals.
All right, let's talk about bad. I'm such a big NBA guy, I can't believe I missed this one. The Charlotte Hornets handed out a demoralizing 150-95 beatdown to the Jazz on Saturday night.
Are you really talking about the Charlotte Hornets and the Utah Jazz with me?
Charlotte Hornets.
Name me a Charlotte Hornets player.
Larry Johnson.
Name me a Utah.
Alonzo Mourning.
Name me a Utah Jazz player.
Karl Malone.
Sometime Karl Malone, look up at sky.
Bryce Sensabaugh.
Sensabaugh. Is he sucking or is he all right?
He's okay.
He's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. I said that like I know. I don't know.
Andre Kirilenko.
Ooh, Kirilenko.
Lauri Markkanen.
Matt Harpring.
Lauri Schmidt.
Byron or Brian Russell.
Keontae George.
Byron or Brian.
No push off.
It was no push-off.
It's easy
he
for
was in
dopes.
Poor, he was in poor defensive
he was.
Position.
He absolutely
he was. Skates.
Almost he tripped over his own feet.
It's terrible defensive positioning. No push-off at all.
See, I'm glad you're here.
No.
I listened to T-Bones for years talking about a push-off. It's not a push-off.
I thought that too when I was a younger lad.
And when you were young and stupid?
When you go into, you get through your high school years and like, it shouldn't have been a good basket. You think it should be. And no, then you see like the documentary about it. You watch the play. You hear some experts talk about it. And you're like, no. Get back on defense. Move your feet, you moron.
Now let's talk about Ben. So Hornets beat the Jazz 150-95.
Uh-huh.
The Hornets
55-point beatdown.
Took 59 three-pointers. Made 40% of them.
Oh, my God.
Which is how you get to 150. Also, they only had one guy, Trey Mann.
Take care of this family.
Trey Mann.
It's only $20 per person.
Score over 20 points. They had 9 players in double figures. But here's where the bad comes in.
Trey Mann, you idiot.
What do you want me to say? Here's where the bad comes in. You ready? Cody Williams, second year forward for the Jazz.
Okay.
Played 33 minutes in this game. He finished the game with a plus minus of negative 60.
Ooh, man.
Negative 60. God.
Is that an all-time record? I don't know why I just octave went
they
up there.
They started looking at plus minus in 1996. And
it's been
yes,
around a while.
It's been around a while. No one's approached negative 60.
Has there even been like a negative 40?
The previous record actually was negative 58.
Damn, that sucks too.
Negative 58.
There's some sucky basketball going on in that league from night to night.
Held by Jeremiah Robinson Earl. Oh, I remember him. And Scoot Henderson, they shared
Scoot.
It with negative 58. But Cody Williams is now number one on the all-time sucky plus-minus list, negative 60.
You see, that's the kind of crap people always try to pull. It's not my fault you had a minus 60.
Stop it. Okay.
No.
Mike McDaniel. Interviewing today with the Browns.
Oh, it's one of those kind of segments.
What do you want to do? You want to keep going for another minute and a half doing dueling Terrence Mann impersonations?
I just love the...
No screwing.
No midnight abortions.
Teddy, how you doing over there, all right?
Yeah, great.
Okay, thank you.
Good, Teddy.
Mike McDaniel interviewing with the Browns today. That's what you need.
How do Browns fans feel about that?
Bad.
And is there any steam to the fact that Deshaun Watson could be back on the roster next year?
He'll be on the roster.
But why?
Because it's so much dead money.
I don't care.
They
just
keep him on
rid
for
him.
One more year, and then they get rid of him. And you still have to cover some dead money, but it's not epically terrible.
How much money is that saving by keeping him for one more year?
Like $40 million, I think, in dead money.
Okay, good answer.
I think his number's like $80 million next year, actually.
What's it now? $3
billion? Like 60, isn't it?
It's less, though, Ted. Much, much less.
Wait, you say they have to basically keep him this one more year.
Yeah, they can't get rid of him now. It's epic.
Plus, I mean, when he... comes back and he's looking great in practice and they throw him out there and he's fantastic.
No, that's the thing. Like, obviously this has to be discussed for any coaching candidate coming in there I'm not going to play ball with Deshaun Watson. Like, this has to be up front and center for anybody that walks in the building to talk about the job. Peace, love, dope.
An update on Ryan Day's portal adventure. I just hit my finger. Oh, no.
Oh, tell me about your finger coming up.
Oh, God.
Mikey did something bad to his finger.
Just hit it on the desk.
Classic household injury coming up.
And Ryan Day portal. Kiss my own finger.
That's coming up.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is a little stop and go and causing a 5-minute delay on eastbound 33 from Refugee Road to Hamilton Road. And there's slower traffic on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Aleve. Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches and pains hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
100 years, Shriners Children's has become family to over 1.5 million kids.
In tough times and good times, they're there when we need them most.
Please go online right now to loveshriners.org.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bo sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today.
They didn't have...
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a Care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a Care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are tracking mostly clear skies here for tonight as temperatures fall down into the upper 20s. Winds will be southwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. And then for tomorrow on your Tuesday, we're tracking some sunshine and breezy southwest winds of 15 to 25 miles per hour. And that's going to help to warm us up into the upper 40s to near 50 here for your Tuesday. However, we are tracking some clouds rolling in for the afternoon and some rain showers here for Tuesday evening. And the showers will continue into Wednesday, turning to snow showers here by Wednesday night with colder temperatures and highs only in the 20s by Thursday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I got a bone bruise on my middle finger of my right hand. Obviously, it's a finger that I use often. And now it hurts.
That right hand?
The right hand.
That middle finger?
It's my...
That's
F-U
your
hand.
That's your bird finger.
That's exactly right.
I thought Ditka was given the finger with the left in that iconic photo. I think he was given a left hand finger.
I don't think so. I think it was a right finger.
I think it was a left. Go southpaw, though. You're going to have to now.
I mean, I could still do it. It just doesn't have as much gusto.
Actually, it would be a better finger because it's more difficult for you to get it done. You have to almost like hold your pointer finger and your ring finger down to get the extension because it's swollen right now.
I thought I broke it yesterday.
What'd you do?
So I'm doing the laundry, which I normally don't do. That's Kristen's purview. But she had gone out.
Can you do me a favor and change out the washer and the dryer? And
fine. I, of course, complained about it. But I did it. So I open up the washing machine. Top loader.
Does it have like a glass door top
loader?
No,
just a big piece of steel.
I'm sure things will pick up for you soon.
Yeah. There's a story behind this washing machine. I'll get to that in a second.
Sounds like a fantastic story.
Oh, it's a wonderful story. So the machine, sometimes when it's, you know, Kristen puts all the bulky crap in there, it gets wobbly.
Yeah.
Right? The feet.
The little feet.
Yeah.
And you got those little...
So you can adjust them down
rotating
there.
Rotating.
Yeah.
Feet. Things,
so
but
I
you
open,
the washer's heavy.
I open up
heavier than the dryer.
The washer, and then I'm bending down trying to adjust the feet, but I got my hand on the open door, and it just slams right down there.
No, I got no confidence in this. You're not fit and flexible enough to be doing that kind of thing.
I was screaming like a young boy.
Why a young boy?
Just woo! Just the noises that you make.
I was screaming like a preteen boy.
When I was by myself the other day for no reason, I dropped something and no one was around me. But for some reason, I just said, oopsie daisy.
Yeah, yeah. This time you just went,
mommy! Woo! It hurts so much. And I just knocked it again right there. You can see it's blue and purple
it's
under
got
there.
A bluish hue.
Hurt, man.
Take
I thought
it
I
to
broke
the farmer's
it.
Market. Well, does it? Have you been icing it?
I iced it initially. What am I supposed to do? Sit here with a bag of peas on my hand?
You could have a little ice pack.
No,
I've got the gel pack that I was using for
your nuts.
Sacky time.
No, I'm not putting your sack pack.
Wrap a little paper towel around it. I'll Clorox wipe it. Be
no,
good as new.
Doesn't matter. The memory's
sacky,
there.
Sacky juices gone.
The fact that, by the way, speaking of juices.
Speaking of juices.
So
what about the juices? You like it, the juice, yeah.
Browns like linebacker Devin Bush received a $10,000 fine for a flying crotch grab.
Yeah, the Marshawn
at the tail
Lynch.
End of a 97-yard interception return for a touchdown.
Did you see the video of how Myles Garrett needed to keep running and give him a block on that play? They were like mic'd up and they were chatting during the run back. That was good, but continue.
And then Sam Webb was fined $6,111. What a weird number that is.
That's a lot of dough.
For the same move with a little bit less flair, which is why it's $4,000 less than Devin Bush, to cap a 47-yard fumble return for a score. Marshawn Lynch famously broke out the move as the final flourish to an epic Beastquake run during a 2010 playoff win over the Saints.
You've got to be reading that right off a page, right?
I am indeed.
An epic Beastquake run.
But it's because I want to read this quote. Because after he had that little crotch grab celebration in 2010, he described the move as, quote, grabbing my ding-ding sauce.
Oh, my God. That's what he said?
Yes, this is in quotations. What? Grabbing my ding-ding sauce. So I don't want any ice pack that's been on your ding-ding sauce.
Well, I don't got no ding-ding sauce, okay?
We all have ding-ding sauce.
That may be, but I don't understand how that particular move can be described as grabbing your ding-ding sauce.
Marshawn Lynch, he's one of one.
That's not what that is. Grabbing sacky, sure.
No. Ding-ding sauce.
Ding-ding sauce.
All right, Ryan Day in the portal. Ohio State has added former Duke safety Terry Moore in the portal. He was second team All-ACC in 2024 before missing 2025 with a torn ACL.
That's a pretty big catch then.
So, I mean, yeah,
right?
Assuming
that's a
he's healthy
big
and ready to go, which I assume he is.
I mean, we've had in both football and men's basketball. I mean, the last time we brought in a guy that was highly touted ACC dude, or no, he wasn't an ACC dude. Duke was going after him. That's what I'm thinking of. But Seth Towns came over, and when he was healthy, he was okay, gave some stuff. But
let's not compare Terry Moore to Seth Towns.
I'm just saying he's coming off of a year-long injury. I hope for the best, but let's be cautious in what we expect from him.
And Ryan Day gets former Florida State safety Earl Little Jr. He transfers to Ohio State. He was second team All-ACC in 2025. He was Florida State's starting free safety. Led the Seminoles with 76 total tackles. Last year was the first year that he started. He is a redshirt senior.
He did some things. He had four interceptions. He had a couple of TFLs, a couple of forced fumbles. And as you said, he's a redshirt senior. So this is a guy that I believe came by way of Alabama, then transferred to Florida State, then earned his way into being a starter. And like you said, there's some all ACC accolades this year. And I'm sure he's excited to win, right? I mean, you're at a famous football program in Florida State, but I don't know what that feels like when you go to a place, you've been at Alabama, you go to Florida State, you have that expectation, that desire to win football games, and then it goes so poorly. Who did Florida State come up with a big win in week one against? Was it Bama? Didn't they beat Alabama?
Yes.
In week one?
It's been so long. Yeah.
Right. And then it just could not have gone worse after a big win like that. So hopefully with the Duke transfer, he's healthy. Earl Little Jr., not only are these guys ready to play football and play good football, that they can fill the shoes of a guy like Caleb Downs. I doubt they can do that. He's so good, but you got to go and get players.
Hey, Teddy, how's your ding-ding sauce doing over there, all right?
Just fine.
Okay. Just fine?
Yeah, just fine.
Not a bubbly cauldron of ding-ding sauce?
It's going to be fine, ding-ding sauce.
It's good ding-ding sauce.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Nebraska transfer, Dylan Raiola, one-time Ohio State commit, has committed to Oregon. Now, this is interesting.
You love him.
No, I hate him.
You
hate his guts, actually. I think he sucks.
Yep.
Dante Moore has not decided what he wants to do yet. So there is a world where Dante Moore comes back. He's Oregon's starter, and Dylan Raiola is a backup.
Make sense to you? The timing
Does
is that?
Does that make sense to you?
I mean, we don't really... Have we seen another situation like that where we had a star quarterback?
He's not a star.
No.
He's a bum.
Dante Moore.
Oh, he's kind of a bum, too.
I mean, he was top five for the Heisman odds for most of the season.
I don't like him.
He's a good player. He's no Fernando Mendoza.
And he'll probably if he does come out, he'll probably be a top 3-4 pick in the draft.
Moore?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that seems to be what they've been saying.
Yeah. Everybody says that. Yeah, he and...
And
Mendoza are the top two guys, and they'll probably go, you know, 1-2 or at least in that top five.
How'd you like watching Mendoza on, what was that, Friday night now?
I think he is a certifiable loon.
You're a weird guy, Ace.
I think he's a loon.
What is with this hand clasp? You guys know what I'm talking about? So, the thing that happened is everybody was on the same page. We got the administration. We got the coaches. We got the players. We got the belief all pointed in one direction. And when we came together as a team to do it for each other, to do it for Indiana, only good things were going to happen. Thanks so much for the question. He's just, I've never seen a college quarterback like this guy ever before. He's a weirdo, but he's a weirdo that I like.
You think he's going to be a good pro?
I have no idea. I really don't.
That's the thing, is that there's no debating.
I'll give him his chances.
What he's done and could be one of the best stories of all time.
Yeah. Is this not one of the coolest stories in football history?
I wish it was happening to someone other than Indiana. But yes, it is.
But it has to be an Indiana type for it to be one of the best stories.
Let Vanderbilt do it.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
You like a Diego Pavia?
No.
F those voters. I'm grabbing my ding-ding sauce.
He is grabbing his ding-dings. Oh, I'm so sorry for grabbing my ding-ding sauce. I just let the moment get the best of me. I just grab my ding-ding sauce. That's what happened at the Golden Globes last night. Somebody lost, grabbed ding-ding sauce, walked off.
Yeah, that's what
you
do. They
got to bring Ricky Gervais back to the Golden Globes.
Put them in their place.
Then and only then will I watch it.
Ooh, boy.
When he stands up and just roasts everybody.
I love it when you got a room full of actors and actresses that can't take a joke and can't laugh at themselves.
Coaches are weird. I'm going to give you another example why in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's stop-and-go traffic causing a 10-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and 11th Avenue. And traffic is moving slow on southbound 270 on that west outer belt between Roberts Road and I-70. This report is sponsored by Aleve. Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches and pains hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Teddy says the Buckeyes got some tight end from Northwestern, too, in the portal.
Hunter Welsing or Welching?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hunter Wanstedt.
Hunter.
Yeah.
Good Hunter Wanstedt.
Aw,
Oh, no, dude.
Oh, what? It's not Torg.
No, is he a Pittsburgh dude or a Chicago dude?
Wanstead coached originally in Chicago,
coached but
he's a Pittsburgh guy.
Yeah, because I know
he's the ultimate Yinzer.
He went to Pitt after his pro days were done, right? Had a little run there with the Panthers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tried college football. All-time sports mustache, right? If you were to put together a...
Well, it's like half a mustache.
Half a mustache?
Yeah. You ever look at it?
It didn't go out far enough?
He would... He had to put some filler in that mustache.
He did?
Yeah. I think it's covering up a scar.
Well, that's news to me.
Yeah. Just do Wanstead mustache. You'll see some pictures of it.
I do see what you mean. Like
he almost had to wear a mustache toupee.
Far out on the right side, and it kind of stops at the end of his lip there on the left. Hey, you know, even with that, though, it's a great mustache.
He had a scar, I think. And he left a scar for me.
Ditka.
Watching him coach.
Ditka had an all-time sports mustache.
Oh, are you kidding? That's what all mustaches are against now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, I mean, those are two Chicago coaches.
All right, now we've gotten off topic. Shame on us.
It's okay.
All-time great sports mustaches.
Oh, Raleigh Fingers.
Goose Gossage.
Goose. Dennis Eckersley.
Dennis Eckersley.
Yeah.
Ditka.
Ditka. Bears.
When Vrabel had one a couple years back, he looked like an out-of-work porn star.
He did have a good one.
Who am I missing, Teddy, in terms of mustache play?
There's thousands of them, so we'll
have to... My guy, Dale Earnhardt.
Dale Earnhardt?
Yeah, Dale. Keith Hernandez. Come on. Yeah.
Tom Selleck, Mr. Baseball?
Yes, he's a pseudo-athlete. Tom Selleck is allowed. Yeah.
Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew.
He's had some different ones.
Who was the dude for Utah here? Eight-year guy, looks like Dave Grohl. Cam Rising?
Yeah, that's right. Yes,
Cam Bad Moon Rising.
But do we give them credit for the mustache if it's clearly done in jest?
Yes,
we do.
Yeah, I think so. As long as you wear it that way for a good long time, you can't just do it.
I know,
and then get rid of it. That doesn't
count.
You have to go like years and years and commit to it. Like James Harden's beard is an all-time sports beard.
Yeah, but he doesn't do that in jest. That's the thing.
I think he does.
No, I don't think he does.
Why would anyone want to wear the beard like that?
I think it's gone now. Is it gone now?
Again, he's another guy. I just would be thrilled to death to see him clean shaven.
I think he is clean shaven now, isn't he? I think so.
No, that would have been news around the world.
I think he's clean shaven. Teddy, look it up. James Harden face.
James Harden clean shaven. What if it shows you something else?
What's the matter with you?
I don't know.
What's the matter with you?
I don't know.
You know, my father-in-law, he's in his 70s. His wife has never seen him without a mustache.
Really?
Yes. He's had a mustache his entire adult life.
Just a mustache.
From late teens. Yes, late teens
I
to
like
now.
It. That's commitment. I'd also, if I were the wife, does she want to see him without a mustache?
I don't know.
Does she try? Because if that's a thing.
Does she try? She sneaks up at night and tries to shave him down.
Sleep him and shave you.
Shave you
while you're sleeping. What's the chat saying? You guys got any good Bill Buckner?
James Harden.
Thank you, Jeff Rimmer's middle half.
Yes, Teddy?
Not shaving.
Not shaving. No. What are you making things up?
I thought he was shaving.
No, he's never going to shave that. I've thought about it. I've dreamt about it. It's not happening. He's not doing it.
I got one for you.
Don Mattingly. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Timmy. Craig Stadler.
Walrus. Oh, the walrus. He's got the handlebars that go down.
Yeah.
How
about a Wade Boggs?
Oh, yeah. Boggs.
Nice red mustache.
Boss Hoggs.
Rod Beck.
Yeah. Doug Drabeck.
Good mustache.
Yeah. What about, did someone say Mattingly yet? I see that one. Okay.
We just said Mattingly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I saw Bill Buckner and then Mattingly.
Say Mattingly.
Maybe I did. Sam Elliott, Cass says in the chat, he's not
an athlete.
Not an athlete, but yes. He played the Wisconsin coach in our favorite Browns movie, Draft Day.
I wish he would beat the hell out of Gronk in those commercials.
Yes. Yes.
How about the Tigers' former caddy, Fluff Cowan?
Fluff. Reminds me a lot of Craig Stadler. Fluff. Again, not an actor. Someone saying Buford Tannen in Back to the Future 3.
Not an athlete, you mean.
Right, not an athlete. What did I say?
Actor?
The actor?
The actor? Now, what did I tease? Oh, John Harbaugh. So John Harbaugh is interviewing for jobs. He plans on interviewing for 3 or 4 head coaching jobs. I will never understand coaches. And I guess that's why I'm not one, because I'm not that crazy, and I also don't know that much about football. But you've been in the same place for almost 20 years.
You're doing this to yourself? You're going to ask these questions of yourself again?
I have to get in the mind of these guys.
You've
been in the same place. You've been essentially in a marriage for 18, 19 years. And as soon as what?
You get a chance to get out of that marriage and you go running right back for one? Are you high? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. You got to take some time. Take a year. I'm not saying be done with coaching.
No, honey, right? If you're listening, I would never do that.
Take a year. Go sit down. Maybe there's something in life that strikes your fancy. Maybe you can actually get in touch with yourself or your family or whatever it is. And then if you decide after a year that you just hate being at home, or TV's not for you, or, you know, you've done babysitting your brother's 19 kids that he has, then you jump back into coaching. But this immediate, I need a job right now. I will never understand it.
Oh, Mikey.
What?
Little breaking news right here.
What's the news?
Dean Evason.
Gone. Okay.
Well, I guess this is the start of that push, right?
Look,
if
you have Don Waddell coming out and saying, essentially, I think we have good players, and I think we're a good team, we just can't find a way to win games. Well, you look one place for that, right? And if you have young players that are not living up to potential, not on the accelerated plan that you thought they were going to be on, and right or wrong, you believe that they're not getting along with the head coach, then he needs to go. And it's a shame, because last year, it's amazing how quickly things turn.
Yeah.
Last year, we're praising this guy. We're praising the effort and the tenacity and the mindset of this team. And now here we are, January 12th, a team that's last in the Eastern Conference, and they just fired Dean Evason. So, what a total disaster.
Here's what else is going on. Like, this is fascinating. So Evason's gone, so is Steve McCarthy. They're both out right now. And
what about Andrew McCarthy?
Andrew McCarthy, too. And Andrew WK as well.
Punch himself in the face.
He's not partying hard right now.
Bleeding.
None of us are partying hard with this team right now. Rick Bonus is the new head coach. 70 years old. Most recently was the coach of the Winnipeg Jets from 2022 to 2024. He had a 98-57-9 mark, a .625 win percentage in 164 games. Back-to-back appearances in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They are making a move and trying to do it before it's too late.
Well, it may already be too late, but
look, like, this was, as you could tell by our tone and our mood every time we have talked about this team, you or I have not been believers that there was anything in the cards if things stayed the same outside of some kind of blockbuster trade to bring in a big time chip and not, no offense to Marchment, but something more than him, you know, like a bigger piece, a big time scorer or a big time defenseman to get these guys in gear. So
I just want to point
shuffling the deck right now. They're hoping that it's going to make some kind of move to give them a chance.
I was in the middle of talking about whatever the hell I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
What were we doing?
We were talking about coaches. You're talking about John Harbaugh.
Okay.
And what he was doing. I just can't understand.
Look over at you. You're like the Cheshire Cat. You just have this look on your face.
Was it not warranted?
No, it's fine.
Was it not warranted? We just fired our hockey coach in the middle of the season after a year and a half, and he was supposed to turn everything around.
I understand, but what's with the grin when I'm trying to talk?
I just wanted to give you a signal. Yes.
Mikey.
You knew something was up. I wanted to give you a look. The way you were thinking, oh my God, something's up.
I assume Dean Evason's not going to be on with T-Bone and Tyvus tomorrow morning?
I'm assuming no. Was he on the plug sheet?
I haven't gotten the plug sheet yet. Fish is up to something.
Did Fish get him?
I don't know. Fish is up to something. Maybe he fired Dean Evason. Maybe he was in on these meetings.
Part of the firing?
Maybe he called Dean Evason and said, "Hey, Matt Fishman here. Ding, ding, sauce. Bye-bye."
Okay. Plenty of time for ding, ding, sauce.
Again. Oh, come on.
Oh, God. Would you be careful?
Damn it.
Do you need a stint, a splint, a cast?
All right, Foodgasm.
All right.
Foodgasm coming up next.
Chicken nuggets.
What do you think Dean Evason's going to have for dinner tonight? Little ding ding sauce?
SpaghettiOs.
Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some holdup due to a disabled vehicle that's blocking two right lanes if you're on eastbound 270. On that north outer belt after US 23, police are on scene there, causing some extra slowdown from 315. And there's a 5-minute holdup on eastbound 670 between International Gateway and 270. This report is sponsored by Aleve. Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches and pains hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Buckeye football season is over, right? It's never over. Coaching staff, comings and goings, transfer portal drama, and the latest from the world of recruiting. Keep it locked on your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
If your garage door...
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Connie Britton, I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Hey, it's T-Bone.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Football season is weird because we actually look forward to Mondays. It's Reaction Monday.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
The Fan.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Monday. It is not a happy Monday for Dean Evason, Jackets head coach, who was just canned. About 10 minutes ago is when that news came out.
Yeah, happy Monday.
So
coming off the wind and the road trip, but it was the end of the road trip.
It was a terrible trip.
Yeah.
And, you know, he got off the plane. They said, oh, and by the way, you're fired.
just like that.
Just like that. Oh, hey, I forgot to tell you.
Good job against the Mammoth. Nice overtime win.
But,
pack your bags.
You're fired.
This has not been good enough.
If you believe that you have a good team, whether that's delusional or not, Don Waddell seems to believe this is a good hockey team. You know, Boone Jenner, Zach Werenski, they seem to think this is a good hockey team. Well, then what's the problem?
The problem has to be in the way this team is coached and prepared every single day.
Yeah, and again, a lot of the woes have come down to that final stanza, to the final period. And so if you do believe that you're playing good enough hockey for 45, 50 minutes of a game, and then it's all crumbling down, sometimes it's been early in the third period, but still, like a lot of it has happened in the third. And so if you feel like you do have the stuff there, I commend them for at least going out there and making the move and trying to shock some life back into the season while maybe there's still a chance. So you look at the fact that they go out and get a very veteran head coach that was, for the time being, sitting on the sidelines. Mentioned how Rick Bonus was just in Winnipeg, but this guy coached the Dallas Stars. He coached Phoenix. He coached the Islanders. He coached the Senators, the Bruins, and then the Jets first time around. He was, I believe he got the Stars. Was that the pandemic season where he got them to the Stanley Cup Finals when they lost? No, he's got a lot of postseason experience.
He's in his 70s. Yeah, he's been around a long time.
He's in his 70s. He mentioned he got Winnipeg to the postseason both those times. He got the Stars to the postseason two of his 3 years there. And yeah, he was out in Dallas after that 2021-22 season, went on to Winnipeg. So you got a 70-year-old dude that has lived and breathed professional hockey for a long, long time. It's not like Dean Evason was some inexperienced dude.
No,
and
Dean Evason's
looked like
he
was
around.
Working at the Start, but for whatever
does
reason,
he have
it
a
just
huge
didn't.
Back tattoo like Dean Evason?
Right. Oh, of a fire-breathing dragon, I believe I heard.
Let's do some food gazes.
Man and Timmy present...
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
Let me tell you what I've been doing the last couple weeks.
What you been doing?
Well, we're getting closer. We're getting closer to pizza madness again. We're going to do a little different this year. We have a formal announcement coming up soon, but it will be taking place. We had Tommy's Pizza win the whole thing last year.
Yeehaw. Yep.
And they started as a one seed, and they won the whole thing.
Well, I remember. Now, yeah, we had the championship matchup where we brought in a JT's and a Tommy's.
And a Tommy's, yeah.
And we shot from the hip, and it was who had the best pie that day.
So what I've been doing, and because, you know, Tommy's won, they're an automatic one seed. They were a one seed before. They're going to be a one seed again. JT's, I can't remember, were they a one seed to start?
Yes.
So it was a one versus one matchup.
I believe it was.
I had some JTs this weekend, and they're in no danger of losing that number one seed. But I'm trying to determine how we're going to change some seeding around.
Mm.
Because there are some places that are going to fall out of the top 64. They're going to fall out of the bracket. And some places that are going to come back in. I've been sampling like never before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going and trying new places. There's a couple new ones that are going to make the field of 64.
Right, but it's tough to go from... There's no way you can envision, there's no chance of being out of the field to like a top three seed.
No.
That's tough to do.
You may fall
right,
in the
right.
rankings you
might
and the seeding.
Fall, maybe if you show up in the bracket, you're not just a 16 or a 15 seed. Maybe you get to like a nice, you know, 9, 10, 11 spot, like make the field at a good number if they've really missed you.
I will tell you this, though. There was a particular place, I'm not going to... Not going to give too much away, but I'll say they were better than a 10 seed. All right?
Uh-huh.
You would think that would be safe enough, even if they were a 15-16, to be in this year's bracket. But I've had them a few times now since the tournament, and the product has been so poor.
Mm.
So poor that I'm dropping them out completely.
So no bueno.
No.
That if you're going to stump to keep them out.
If one out of every four pizzas I get is good, then you have no business.
I agree.
Being in the bracket, no. There's a sense of consistency that has to be here.
I completely agree.
But fear not, we're working on it. I'm eating pizza. I'm fatter than ever. And I'm making sure this is the best pizza bracket, the best pizza madness that we've ever had.
I cannot wait for it. It's only the second one, but it feels like it's been going on for quite
a while.
Well,
I've been amateur status for a long time.
Been eating a lot of pizza.
Doing recon.
I'll tell you one, and again, I forget who you are out there, the lovely listener that put together the Google map of all of the participants. I have that pinned somewhere, and I'm going to find that and tweet that out again. That was awesome. Whoever you are did that, color-coded that by bracket, by region, and put a little pin on every single pizza spot that was in it. But one that is close-ish to me that I've become very fond of, it's a little dive bar that's got an actual bar with some booths along the side and a tiny spot, and then a nice covered patio area. It's by the casino Emiliano's.
Emiliano's,
they are outstanding. And I've had them 3 times now, and they've been out of this world every single time consistent. That's what you're looking for.
They were not in the tournament, were they?
They were.
They were? What seed were they?
They were like a middle round. Or like maybe between an 8 and a 10.
I don't remember that.
Something like that. And I'm hoping that they won a first-round matchup.
Oh, by the way, speaking of pizza, the fact that Tom Brady is now doing Pizza Hut commercials is offensive to me.
I saw somebody have this opinion, and I completely agree
with
it.
I said the same thing with Subway.
If you're going to do a Pizza Hut spot, you need to be eating the Pizza Hut pizza.
Does he not have enough money? Is he such a media whore that anything that comes his way, he's got to put his face on it? What is wrong with Tom Brady, whether I agree or not? Tom Brady saying to the Pizza Hut people, you know what? I don't eat the product. I don't really believe in that lifestyle, so I'm going to sit that one out.
Why? Yeah, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
You're making almost $40 million a year just to do the gig, just to broadcast, which, aside from The Voice, I think you've gotten a lot better at. You certainly passed up Tony Romo.
Get past The Voice.
He's talking about the you've got Tony Romo on one side doing, hey, Jim, you know, you got the Jags here, and if they win, they can win this game and make a run for the Super Bowl.
Your Romo sounds a lot like Chris Collinsworth.
Sounds a lot like Collinsworth, I know. I don't know, Jim. And then you got Brady talking about the aerodynamics of the football, how to throw through the wind.
How big of a fan are you? Are you big enough to collect the urine from other crazy fans? We'll discuss coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic that's causing a 15-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and 11th Avenue. And there's slower traffic on westbound 670 from 71 to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Aleve. Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches and pains hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. Breaking news out of the NHL. After a 19-19-7 start to the season, the Columbus Blue Jackets have fired head coach Dean Evason and assistant coach Steve McCarthy. Evason was hired in July of 2024 and led the Blue Jackets to a 59-52-16 record in 127 games as head coach. The CBJ have already named Rick Bowness as its next head coach. Bowness served as head coach for the Winnipeg Jets from 2022 to 2024 and led the Jets to back-to-back appearances in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Blue Jackets currently sit in last place in the Eastern Conference. They'll be back on home ice on Tuesday, taking on the Calgary Flames. College football transfer portal news. Ohio State has added 2 transfers to their roster today with the commitment from former Northwestern tight end Hunter Welsing. He joins former Duke safety Terry Moore as transfer additions for Ohio State today. This one's sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. BMI Federal Credit Union has been voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Now, earlier in the program, Mikey, we stumbled upon some mustache conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about some more mustaches. I was getting some texts from friends and some comments in there. One that we didn't mention, Unless we did, because we ripped off about 15 names back there. Did we say Scott Player?
No.
The kicker, punter? Punter, I believe. Scott Player from the Browns.
Who's Scott Player?
Look him up. Google up Scott Player. You'll remember him.
I know Gary Player.
When you see
Go
him.
Go ahead and do your Gary.
Ah, Gary Player, it's me.
Again, I don't know when he became Jamaican.
It's for the children. You've got to do your push-ups and your sit-ups so you can be healthy like me.
I don't. That's the worst South African.
I'm from South Africa. No.
Joel Quenneville.
Joel Quenneville
terrific mustache.
Does have a terrific mustache. Scott Player, though, has a Hulk Hogan-esque mustache. Therefore, Hulk Hogan is also someone that we've got to mention, if we didn't before. Jeff Fisher was another one that I was getting. Absolutely.
All right.
When you talk about coaches with mustaches, Jeff Fisher is pretty much at the top of hearts and minds. So, you know that things are coming to an end in Buffalo. I don't know if you, when I talk about the stadium, okay, the Buffalo Bills, their stadium, Highmark Stadium, Rich Stadium, everyone has known that they were coming up on the end. Did you get a little bit sad like me at the fact that that playoff game was in Jacksonville? I so wish that that playoff game would have been in Buffalo with some weather, with some elements, so that they could go out with some style, send off their stadium the right way. There was not going to be a scenario because of their seating for them to have like a second round home matchup. It wasn't going to be in the cards for the Bills, but I was hoping that they were going to get that. But like what they do when stadiums come up on their end, I'm sure they did this for Municipal Stadium up in Cleveland. I'm sure they did this for Riverfront down in Cincinnati. When a famous spot like that is about to be turned into rubble, what are you going to do? You're going to sell off some seats and things and get you a little piece of brick from the exterior of the stadium, put a little plaque on that, sell it for $100.
If it's like the Pontiac Silverdome, you can wait until it's dilapidated.
And just live there.
Bums have stolen everything.
Yeah, you could use it as your address.
That's right.
Where do you live? Silverdome.
Mm-hmm.
The Pontiac Silverdome?
The same. Yes.
Doesn't that thing not have a roof anymore?
Yep.
No. It's gone.
Get wet sometimes.
It's gone. So
churros still works.
One of the things that just stopped me when I saw this on social media, the Bills are auctioning off same types of things at Highmark Stadium. Like, you'll have the chance to go and bid on a lot of this stuff.
Seats and bricks.
Yeah, all that nostalgic type of stuff. You want to put that in your basement. Yeah. Look at that. Remember the times you went with your friends and family to all those Bills games through the years. Commemorate all those Super Bowl losses in the 90s. All that stuff. I didn't expect to see something that you could take from a stadium that you knew and loved, but how iconic, how unique would it be to have the pissers from the men's restroom, not just any urinal, the stainless steel trough style urinal that you gotta bracket to the wall. Could you imagine having a renovated basement or like a sports barn? Maybe you got a separate structure at your house and you do this thing up big and into the bathroom you go and it's the actual trough urinal from Highmark Stadium in Buffalo.
That's disgusting is what that is.
Well,
there's not enough Ajax in the world.
I'll tell you, it's not as disgusting as the trough urinals that I remember at Arrowhead Stadium. And I don't even know if they still have some of these bathrooms because it's been a long time since I've gone to games there.
I don't think they have troughs anymore.
Well, I mean, in the mid-2000s, I graduated from college out there in 06. So that's about when I was going to games. Not that long ago, 20 years. And not only did they have troughs, but they were interior troughs, mm-hmm. or at least they were.
That's what they had at Soldier Field. I have a story about the trough.
So they actually weren't supposed to be. They're not supposed to be interior troughs. But why would you leave like a 1 foot gap between the brick wall on the other side? So as it is, when it's overcrowded bathrooms, people have been drinking, people have to pee really, really bad. What happens? You have two-sided pissing.
Oh, no.
So you'd be looking straight.
Timmy,
you talk about ding ding sauce.
The trough.
You're looking straight across at somebody else's manhood the entire time you're peeing.
The troughs they used to have at Soldier Field before they remodeled it. It was the centerpiece of the room. you had,
like the lazy Susan, yes, in the middle of the
you
table?
You had urinals all around the wall, but then smack dab in the middle of the room.
Was it circular?
It was circular.
No.
It was like a horse trough.
Like
it,
the little thing you drop a penny in at the mall?
Yes, and it was totally down. You had an entire circle jerk of dudes with their dongs out. And I'll never forget, it was the first game
That's
that my
disgusting.
Dad ever took me to. I was probably 8, something like that.
I don't want to do this, Dad.
And I was terrified,
right?
Right? I mean, it's you.
And just pull it out and go pee. It's all we're doing.
Think about how tall you are at that point, too. So you're like eye level with just dongs just everywhere, right? Your big circle of dongs. And so
I line up. That's a dong.
And I get my little leaper out, and I manage to go. And just as I'm, and by the way, just the sounds, these drunk. Like, you think that Superfans is a skit, and it is, but you'd be amazed how accurate that is. Where I look over, and it's an entire group of, like, Chris Farleys with mustaches half on.
It's the Swirskis all over again.
And they're all making noises. Oh. And then there was a big fat guy who was next to this other guy who was making too much noise, I guess. He's like, "What, you got your friend over there with you? Keep it down. I'm trying to piss." And so all I hear is I'm zipping up and I'm finally done. I'm about to exit this dungeon of sin. I just hear a loud, drunk voice say, "Hey, watch this." And the guy takes a running head start and does a header into the full trough of urine. Covering himself in urine and splashing
he
up
gave
urine
himself a swirly.
Oh yeah, he dove in like a slip and
was
slide.
Was this the same guy that would later jump right from the stadium into the tunnel to catch a field goal?
Oh, I don't.
And then he gave the interview right afterwards,
so
given his like high school football profile or whatever.
Is just swirling in urine.
Oh my!
And everybody
God.
Who was on the other side of the trough gets all the splashback from this guy jumping in. They pulled this guy out of a bucket of piss, essentially, and beat the hell out of him. That was my first experience at a football game.
Wow.
Was that.
Wow.
Not only peeing in front of other men.
I mean, were you in the bathroom? Were you like in the corner, like frozen?
I was just zipping up.
Was your dad trying to usher you out of there?
Yes,
of course. He wasn't trying to break up the fight or anything,
no,
was he?
He was zipping up and trying to get the hell out of there.
You got your kid there. Get the hell out. Header into the pisser.
And then he had the crap beaten out of him. And he was so drunk, there was no resistance whatsoever.
In header into the pisser, crap beaten out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Got it all.
Mm-hmm.
All the bodily functions.
That's a good time.
Oh,
you know what he said
God.
When he got out?
Go Bears.
Bears. Bears.
He said, Ditka.
I guarantee you that guy's a Cub fan. Guarantee.
Oh, my God. Was that man Matt Fishman?
No.
No.
What was Fish has been sloppy. He's never been that sloppy.
Who was your quarterback in that era, like post McMahon?
Mike Tomczak.
Tomczak.
I mean,
it was a revolving door, right?
Tomczak, Harbaugh.
Jim, that's right. Jim Harbaugh was there.
Who else was
before
there?
Before it got to Eric, guys like Eric Kramer.
Eric Kramer.
Shane
was,
Matthews Band.
Kramer was 93.
Early 90s, definitely early 90s, and then Shane Matthews, right?
There were a lot of bums sprinkled in there, my friend.
Cordell
Stewart.
The champagne's not Cordell.
Let me tell you something, man. If you just want to do this, play this game.
Game show tomorrow.
We could do no.
I'm not going to do you like that.
Cade McNown, first round pick.
Steve Walsh.
Steve Walsh won a playoff game.
Ooh.
Steve Walsh and Raymond Harris, the ultra back, went to the Metrodome, beat the Vikings. That was the year that Eric Kramer was the starter, but he went down. I think it was 94, right, Teddy?
Yes. Cade McNown out of UCLA.
Correct.
Back then?
Yes.
He was top 10 pick, maybe? I feel like he was a high draft
pick. He was a high pick. He was a first round top 15.
That's
I don't remember.
That's kind of back in 12th.
12th?
That's kind of back in the time of Heath Shuler out of Tennessee as well.
Didn't he run for Congress?
Yes, he did. He was a politician.
He was.
He wound up being, I think, a congressman in the state of Tennessee or something like that. I want to say he was number 5 overall pick. They were mega excited for Heath Shuler. And then, not.
Not.
Yeah.
Timmy is going to bring a good, clean girl to your attention. Coming up next, Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute holdup due to police activity that's blocking the right lane on northbound 270 on the east outer belt right before East Inway. It will be stop and go from 670. And there's a 30-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side from I-70 to North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
100 years, Shriners Children's has become family to over 1.5 million kids.
In tough times and good times, they're there when we need them most.
Please go online right now to loveshriners.org.
The Jackets are back at Nationwide for a battle with the Flames. Live fan coverage starts Tuesday night at 6:30.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating and Cooling.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan.
Hello. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are tracking mostly clear skies here for tonight as temperatures fall down into the upper 20s. And then for tomorrow, we're tracking some sunshine, but clouds for the afternoon. And temperatures warming up into the upper 40s to near 50 with breezy southwest winds. And then eventually, we are tracking some rain showers arriving here for your Tuesday evening. Showers will continue into Wednesday, turning to snow showers here by Wednesday afternoon. And tracking temperatures only in the 20s for highs as we head towards the end of the week. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Panama Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. You ready?
Dean Evason?
No, not available for comment.
No.
T-Bone and Tyvis, 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's Hot Take Tuesday, which I forgot to record something for. Did you record something for that?
No.
Okay.
Tonight, I guess I'll do it after the show. You did one already. I owe him something. Something real. Something that really cooks.
But they are going to talk to Jean-Luc Grandpierre at 7:17. I assume the first question is going to be, so, Dean Evason fired, huh? What's up with that?
Ooh-wee.
What's up with that?
What's up with that?
Bishop and Friends at 11:30, they will talk to Jody Shelley, which I'm sure the first question will be, hey, Dean Evason fired. What's up with that?
Right? Any other segments like that throughout the day? What about Rothman and Ice?
Rothman and Ice have Tyvis Powell on at 1:30.
I'm sure the first question will be, hey, Dean Evason.
Hey, you talked to Jean-Luc Grandpierre this morning about Dean Evason. What do you have to say?
What's up with that?
What's up with that?
And then tomorrow night, got a little Jackets hockey.
Jackets in Calgary?
I got tickets for the game.
Tomorrow night?
Well, yeah. Supposed to take Jack tomorrow night.
Mehoff?
Yeah.
Or your son.
Yeah.
Oh, Simple Jack.
The same. Stop with the Simple Jack. What are you, Bobby? Don't be doing none of that.
All right, let's talk about a good, clean girl, shall we? By the way, Rimmer's going to join us at 5:30.
Oh, that'll be good. A good, clean man.
Look, the coach gets fired. Rimmer gets to come on twice this week. He could be dead by Wednesday anyway. So
we may as well bump it up.
Rimmer at 5:30.
Yeah, so still normal Wednesday time as well, but a special time for Jeff Rimmer. So it's been a while since we've done some good, clean boys, good, clean girls when talking about things that happened over the weekend. I want to point to the Buffalo Bills-Jacksonville Jaguars game. Now, this was, we talked a little bit about this one because of the broadcasting. Tony Romo was on this game, and fans were going nuts for how much of a sloppy mess he was. The game was quite good. It was a dramatic game. It was a dramatic finish. Before we get to the end part here, I think there was a move where if the Bills don't wind up winning this, you had kind of alluded to it before the weekend. What do they maybe do with Sean McDermott?
He gets fired.
Could you believe how they got Jacksonville to use one of their last timeouts, and they had a first down and goal from about the 6-inch line? And I do agree with the notion that was out there being talked about. You have Josh Allen. You're going to score. You are getting that touchdown. I would have killed one of those plays to then burn an entire play clock and get that clock down to like 20-ish seconds before I then went in to score the touchdown to then hopefully win the game. And they scored on first down, and you gave them over a minute. They happened to get an interception to end the game, but I still don't think that made that the right call for how they managed the end of that game. But for the Jacksonville Jaguars, I think when you look at this season as a whole, how many people do you think expected to win the division like that, have a home game in the playoffs? Trevor Lawrence is having a great year.
Counting the people in the Jacksonville Jaguars organization?
Yeah.
Zero.
Zero. But you got a coach that I think a lot of people now have some belief in. He came in, and Liam Cohen, he started off with sort of a meme when he hit him with the Duval, trying to say the Jacksonville saying on where they were. And this good, clean girl, this will actually be one with some debate, because I knew it was going to happen the second that we listened to this clip, because I'm sitting there on the couch and Sarah and Jack and I are there together watching football all weekend, which was nice, and see this thing. And you can see Liam and his facial expressions and his reaction when this is happening. And it was like a positive tweet, a positive post about, you don't hear a coach get to hear nice things after a loss like that, but the season as a whole was positive. And it's a female voice. I have no idea who it is. I'm assuming it's a reporter, but there are different types of people that wind up getting into a post-game press conference every now and then. We've seen and heard it all. Sometimes a kid's asking a question, then people start chirping about if that's right. But just take a listen to this reporter and this exchange with Liam Cohen.
I want to tell you congratulations on your success, young man.
Thank you.
Hold your head up, all right? You guys have had a most magnificent season.
Thank you.
You did a great job out there today.
Appreciate
so you just hold your head up, okay?
Thanks,
and ladies
ma'am.
And gentlemen, Duval, you the one, all
Thank
right?
You
keep it going. We got another season, okay?
I appreciate
Take
it.
Take care and much continued success to you and the entire team.
Thank you, ma'am.
I don't know.
So she's, I mean, Jacksonville
what that woman
through and through.
Looks like. But
no.
In my mind, she's cooking up some good food that night. She's going to welcome you in to her bosom. She's got a house dress on. She's making you feel nice.
She sounds amazing. You know,
I mean, think about
like
that.
She sounds like I want to be good friends with her.
Like,
yeah,
the season's over, Ryan Day. But don't worry, we have the den mother over here.
Right.
She's in charge of hugs.
Yes.
And keep your head up high.
She's in charge of positivity.
Right.
That's that Tyvis Powell type of positivity.
I've got a hard candy here in my pocket. Would you like one?
Somebody's got a Werther's.
I think I would.
So her name, I found out, is Lynn Jones. So that's Lynn Jones.
I like
She's
Lynn Jones.
A local reporter. And as I suspected, after I heard that, I could see everyone getting all hot and bothered, and the people coming out of the woodwork, and journalists here, even female reporters. And then, of course, as you go and check social media about an hour later, yep, it's happening. It's all, this is not the time or place. This is a press conference. This is our time to ask pertinent questions about the season. This is uncalled for. This is inappropriate.
You can still ask unprofessional. Those questions. I'm sure he still got those questions.
Mike, the whole entire thing that we just played, it was 17 seconds. My point about this is, I understand like what you mean, like how it's a press conference. I mean, you and me, we're not really the most positive type when it comes to the end of a season.
Speak to yourself.
It's time to break things down. No, we do it.
Speak for yourself.
But why can we not just accept that for what it was, which was very nice. It was very sweet. It was very cool. She hit him with the Duval. I mean, I want to hear it again.
I want to tell you congratulations on your success, young man.
Thank you.
Hold your head up, all right? You guys have had a most magnificent season.
Thank you.
You did a great job out there today.
Appreciate
so you just hold your head up, okay?
Thanks,
and ladies
ma'am.
And gentlemen, Duval, you the one, all
Thank
right?
You
keep it going. We got another season, okay?
I appreciate
Take
it.
Take care and much continued success to you and the entire team.
Thank you, ma'am.
I have not seen the video of this, so I have no idea what she looks like. Please tell me
you
she's
couldn't
like...
see her.
Please tell me she's 65 years old.
She...
If she's 20, that ruins my entire vision.
She looks to be a little bit on the older side, but she's got a neat look. She's got thick black rimmed glasses, and she has bright white hair and kind of a like a short.
I like that.
I like it.
No,
she's cool. She's cool. Lynn Jones, you're my gal. You're a good, clean gal. Thank you for doing that. It doesn't all have to be negative and the sky is falling.
Liam Cohen was suckling at her bosom after that game.
That was a get-back season for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Signs point to better things in their future. I think people are excited about Liam Cohen. And I don't know what Liam would say about that, but he was smiling and he was saying thank you and said thank you, ma'am. Like, he seemed to enjoy that part of the press conference. So if that was a little bit of a pick-me-up, why can't we just take a W every now and then? Criticize her for that. Come
age
on.
That you feel comfortable 50? Throwing a ma'am out?
50?
I think that's 50, too young.
55?
Especially since we're approaching that age. If I call a 50-year-old woman ma'am, there's probably a backhand coming.
Oh, I was going in another... You said... calling a woman ma'am. I was thinking of something else. Like what's your age limit?
I'm scared.
60
plus?
60 for a ma'am? Yeah. What's your age limit, though?
What about a toots? What's the age? What's the age
I think
for
we
a
gotta
toots?
I think we got to get in the time machine.
I see.
Go back to 1965.
Broad?
Then the age limit is 50 for toots.
Dame?
Oh, she's a... What about if you're Dom?
Dame Judy
Dench? Do you think Dom kicks around Dame?
That's a baddie Dame there, right there.
Broad.
No, Dom.
Get a load of this broad.
Dom doesn't broad. Jeff Rimmer.
Oh, God.
Jeff Rimmer. Why on Monday? Well, because the Blue Jackets fired their head coach. Let's talk to Rims coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got stop-and-go traffic that's causing almost a 15-minute delay on eastbound 670 from 5th Avenue to 270. And you're looking at a 5-minute holdup if you're on northbound 315 going from West Broad Street to North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Coda. Riding Coda is easier than ever now that you can pay with just a hop on Coda. And with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
Happy Monday. It is not a happy Monday for Dean Evason. Jackets did win last night in Utah, but got off the plane, and then Dean Evason was shown to North Korea, where he now lives. He's been fired, and so we decided to bring in Jeff Rimmer for a special Monday visit. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims.
And hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Well, some news today, Rims. Did you see it coming?
Well, I can't say that I'm totally surprised. The team is underachieved. I think we all agree, and we have talked at length here over the last several weeks about the team's inability to put wins together, and in particular, their play in third periods. I'm very, very excited about Rick Bowness coming aboard. He actually lives down the main street from me, and in fact, I saw him and his son at a game just before Christmas. His son works for the New York Islanders. And Rick's a veteran coach. He's a very positive guy. And I think that if you look at the team and where the team is underachieved, you have to look at some of the young players. Fantilli, I think it's going on 12 games without a goal. Timmy has agonized over the last several weeks about Kent Johnson, and we all know the great year that he had last year, underperforming this year. And it's a lot easier to change coaches, obviously, it's a cliche, than a bunch of players. And I think the players will rebound under Bowness. He's a veteran coach. He's been around the National Hockey League. He has most recently coached the Winnipeg Jets. He retired from coaching and left Winnipeg just prior to last season, but I think that he'll come in and provide some stability. I think the team could certainly play better than they have. And now with 7 of 8 games, if you're going to make a change, I think Don Waddell is doing it at the right time. They've got 7 of 8 at home, and I think that the Jackets can rattle off hopefully some wins in a row and get back into the playoff hunt here. They're only 7 points out. They've got a number of teams to climb over. And I think Bowness is a guy that hopefully can lead them in that direction.
Jeff, we know from talking to you week to week, even as they've been at the bottom of the standings, you have been more upbeat, more positive that the season's not over. So as they kept losing, as Mike and I were talking about, if you feel that they've got the players and the talent on the roster, then something like this definitely had to be in the cards. And here we are. I guess as you've analyzed it, why do you think they weren't able to do this? Why do you think Dean Evason and Steve McCarthy, after the promising end last year and having all offseason to get ready for this, why do you think this was such a struggle in the first half of this season that led to this?
Well, I think for one, there's got to be a new voice in the room. And one thing that Rick Bowness is a veteran coach. He's been around the block. He's been a talented assistant. You look at Tampa, he was under John Cooper there as an assistant before he assumed a head coaching role in Dallas. And he has had veterans and young players. And I think if maybe where Evason faltered here, and he did a terrific job last season under very difficult circumstances, of course, with the tragic death of Johnny Gaudreau, and he kept the team and held the team together. But it looked like they really weren't all that structured this season, and that got away from them. And why are they able to put the first periods together as they have with a positive, and then in the third period, so many times they've had leads and have been unable to keep them? So I think just the positivity that Bowness will bring and that veteran presence on the bench, he's going to gain immediate respect from this team. And it's kind of ironic because and I'm thinking back here now when John Tortorella first came aboard, and I'm not comparing Tortorella to Bowness. They're different style coaches, but they came in under similar circumstances. And basically the team was off today. They will have a morning skate and an opportunity to meet Rick and obviously perhaps some structural changes. And then he gets right onto the bench tomorrow night, and they take on the Calgary Flames tomorrow, yeah. Vancouver Thursday. So, immediately. And he's got some familiarity with those two teams because he was coaching in the Western Conference. And I think that's going to help him as well in preparing the team tomorrow night.
A special Monday visit from Jeff Rimmer. Dean Evason fired today. So as we move forward now, we talked about how Rick Bowness brings a new dynamic. And if you could explain that a little bit more, the personality change between him, he's also a grizzled vet, obviously he's 70 years old, and a guy like Dean Evason, who's also been around the block and has his own style.
Well, Bonus has got a lot more experience on an NHL bench. We'll give him that. First head coaching job for Evason was in Minnesota with the Wild, where Bonus has been around for a long time, and he's coached with and under some of the better coaches. And again, as I mentioned here just a few minutes ago, him being with John Cooper in Tampa when they had tremendous success, save for when the Jackets won four straight in that playoff series. So I think that'll be the difference, as will. I think he'll bring his own structure to the team. You might see some changes as early as tomorrow night. But the big thing for me is he is going to help the younger players on the team. Evason kind of went more to the veterans. You saw the increased play of Coyle, and that's not in any way, shape, or form to take anything away from Charlie Coyle, because he's been a great addition to the team. But you're going to see Fantilli. And I think back to a game, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, and the Jackets were playing in overtime, and Kent Johnson and Fantilli did not see the ice in one particular game. And Evason was asked after the game, you know, why he didn't go to Fantilli in particular and Kent Johnson. And he said, well, I just like somebody else out there better. And yet Fantilli's a great young player. And I think that he has struggled under the coach, and I think you'll see a decided difference with Bonus coming in.
You brought that up, Jeff. So one of those guys we've been stressing over all year. You mentioned him earlier. Do you think they first order you go to playing the bleep out of Kent Johnson? Do you just up his minutes right away, game one, show that faith in him?
Well, I think he's got to play more. You can't bury him on the fourth line. I think when you have skilled players, Jimmy, you want them to succeed. Chinnikov never got that opportunity after the start of the season. And if you recall, he really started well, playing well for Pittsburgh, I might add. And obviously, Evason's calling the shots. He went with the players that he thought could win games for him. And that's his job. But you've got to give these young guys an opportunity to succeed in situations when you have skilled players to play them near the top of the lineup.
Thank you, Rims. Are we going to see you on Wednesday, Jeff, too?
I'll be here Wednesday, and I'll be in studio here in a few weeks on a Monday.
Ooh.
And yeah, I'm coming in. I might as well tell you guys now. I'm coming in to televise one of the Blue Jackets games, for the Blue Jackets, by the way. And it's the game on the 4th of February against the Chicago Blackhawks.
Oh, hold on.
That's the last game, isn't it, before the long break?
That's the last game before the break. This being the 25th anniversary, the Jackets reached out and asked me if I'd be interested in coming in for a game. So,
well, you're kind of tossing that aside like it's not big news. That's huge news. You're going to step back in there.
That's awesome.
Well, we can talk about it more on Wednesday. How's that?
I mean, are you riddled with self-doubt, as you should be? I mean, can you even do it anymore? Have you thought about these things?
No.
I break every single Blue Jackets game nightly, or at least when they're playing. So it's like riding a bike, all right? Okay. I haven't ridden a bike for a long time, but I can jump aboard and I can do it. And I'm actually looking forward to it.
Jeff, I meant to say congratulations on the retirement, buddy.
Well, that was 2 years ago, my friend, or almost 2 years ago.
I didn't get a chance to say it to you, though, Jeff.
You had many chances, many opportunities, Timmy. Who are you kidding?
I wear that T-shirt often. One of my favorite bedtime teas.
All right, we're going to talk more. We're going to talk more about you making your grand return to the television booth. What are they doing with Mears? Just like
kicking him to the side?
Nothing?
Putting him in the radio booth with Bob?
He's got another assignment, so that'll give me an opportunity to step in.
Parking my absence. Car! You better pull it in straight, Mearsy! Thank you, Rims. We'll talk to you Wednesday.
My pleasure.
Jeff Rimmer joining us on emergency call-up duty today because Dean Evason fired as Jackets head coach. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute holdup on eastbound 270 on that north outer belt between 315 and 71. There's also a 5-minute delay on westbound 161 from Johnstown Road to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Guys are back at the shot for a Big Ten battle with UCLA.
And yes, that still sounds weird.
Live fan coverage starts Saturday at noon with the Tip at 1.
Every game, every season. Your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The only thing better than watching football is talking about it. So we invented Reaction Monday.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show.
Hey!
And I hope to see you out there.
Is Beamer.
Man, Timmy, what's happening?
Beam?
You know, in 2026, I said we need more Beamer in our lives.
No one says that.
I said it. How about those Chicago Bears, Beamer?
Yeah, how about that? Season's a wild success now. Don't even care what happens this weekend.
Good for you guys.
Don't care. It's good. Another miracle.
Fourth quarter team, Mike.
Let me tell you something. I thought it was all done. And then I got some stigmata.
Yeah.
It's actually bleeding from the hands.
What's Bears stigmata? Is it different than Jesus stigmata?
No, it's the same.
Oh, it is?
Okay. But you bleed navy blue.
Yeah.
Got it.
Right.
Got it.
And then I knew that Caleb Williams, our favorite manicured quarterback, would get right up there, take care of business.
I was having a conversation a little bit earlier with Tyler Danberg and Austin Ward, and I said that Caleb throw in 4th and 8.
Oh, man.
It's the greatest throw.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe not in NFL history, but in Chicago Bear history.
Like back everything.
Yeah,
in the air,
trailing out of bounds.
That's
in second place.
Eric Kramer sometime. I don't know.
Kramer?
Eric Kramer, by the way, had the all-time yardage record until Caleb this year.
Yep.
Okay.
Was it a 4,000 yarder or
no? No, didn't get there.
Right, I didn't
let's
think
not
it
get
was.
Crazy.
Right, let's, that was
let's
like 3,300 yards or something.
But it was 3,600.
Eric Kramer has something, by the way, and I do not say this in jest, because he's much better now and he's treating himself, and I'm so glad. But Eric Kramer, a few years back, had some mental health issues and shot himself in the head.
Ooh.
And lived. Now,
he
if that's
did?
Yes,
he did?
Yes,
I didn't know
Jeez.
That.
Now, if that's not a tough SOB right there,
I had no clue about that.
You know what? You can't lose an argument now. How tough are you? I shot myself in the head, didn't die.
Lived.
He's not like the band member from, was it Chicago?
Terry Caff? No, did
right?
not live.
Like, horribly
you know who
infamous
else
story.
Shot himself in the head and lived?
No. neither do you.
No,
make it up.
I'm
Bill Shakespeare?
No, I'm forgetting his name now. How dare me? The Seinfeld guy, the boss.
Oh, Cougar. Kruger.
Yes, Kruger.
Who played him?
I forget. He was in Super Troopers,
oh my
that guy.
God. Yeah, that right? was a terrible, there's a famous, terrible story.
There's a famous 911 call where after he shoots himself in the head and doesn't die, he calls 911 and, you know, explains the situation and then very sheepishly says, and I may have soiled myself as well.
The fact that you're even coherent enough to call 911 at that point is remarkable.
That's a short group of people, isn't it?
Wow.
Shot in the head and lived.
No, that's...
I think it's a long list.
I am not going to try it.
One day, Timmy. One day. Beamer, just what's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Good show tonight. Adam King is going to join us sometime in studio.
Well, that ruins the first thing you just said.
Yeah, so he's going to come in. We'll talk some Disney adult stuff with him as he is a Disney adult. Austin Ward's a Disney adult, and our guy Reimer is going down to Disney World tomorrow.
So I was just there last week.
Oh, were you?
I was there last
week. Sounds like my worst nightmare. Never want to go.
Me either, Beam.
I'm fine.
Went when I was 8 years old. I got the trip when I was a kid. Jack... not only doesn't want to go, he is now lovingly hating on Disney World.
Okay.
He is such a hardcore Cedar Point fan.
He's an anti-Disneyite.
He's an anti-Disneyite. He wants nothing to do with Disney World, and for mom and dad, that's a wonderful thing.
Does he consume anything Disney related, though?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
Like I guess Marvel? Isn't that Disney? Star Wars?
Not a big Marvel
Disney,
guy.
Right?
Not a big Star Wars guy.
No? Good for him.
I mean, I guess
establishment.
Who are the who's? He's not even a big fan of ESPN's Monday Night Football.
He just doesn't
that's
like
a,
it.
That's a Disney operation.
The Joe Buck. I say no.
I prefer
not for me.
I prefer Sunday Night Football. Give me Tirico and Collinsworth. I don't want Monday Night Football.
Don't do the Cruz
with
Aikman.
Well, by the way, his Collinsworth is the same as his Romo now.
I can't do the Romo.
All right, do Romo.
I can't do the Romo. I don't know, Jim.
That's Collinsworth.
Jim, you see, Jim, the Jags, they could win today. But, you know, the
right,
Bills,
stop.
They could win too. I don't know, Jim.
Here we go, Jim. Gary Player.
Hello, everybody. You've got to remember to do your push-ups and your sit-ups. GT, that was a lovely shot. A hole-in-one.
Making bobsled teams.
That was wonderful.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme.
John Candy coaching him?
Dead.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Beamer, we were talking about this female reporter, Lynn Jones, who was kind of a feel-good moment. She said some nice things to Liam Cohen.
It's great.
Jack, Sarah, and I were sitting on the couch. We watched that together. We're like, isn't this nice? You know, just uplifting. His season's over. Get some 18 seconds of positivity at the press conference. And I said, I know what's going to happen next.
All the reporters.
Everyone is going to start hating this. That's just not professional. So she's heard of this. Her name's Lynn Jones. She has commented back on hearing all the backlash about that. She said, I don't take no offense to the criticism. Listen, I've been in this business more than 25 years. I've interviewed Barack Obama, Terry Bradshaw, and Tiger Woods. That's a nice trio. Terry Bradshaw gets in there with Barack.
I got two of those three.
Tiger.
Never had a Tiger, but I got the other two.
I got
Terry and Barack.
The fact that you actually got Barack Obama as two of the
Tiger's
three.
My white whale.
Tim, can you get Tiger Woods on the phone for us today?
Who's on the show, Dad? Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, and Tiger Woods. Those are our guests tonight on the Buckeye Show, right? She said, I'm a member of the Black Press, NNPA, the National Newspaper Association that's been around for more than 100 years. I'm the associate editor of the Jacksonville Free Press, one of the more than 230 African-American newspapers still printing in this country today. Support the Black Press. You can call me fake all you want to, honey. I've been doing this a long time.
Let's call her fake. By the way, just
that's
crazy.
That's what she had to say about it.
Crazy outrage that people got mad. It was 20 seconds.
It was 18 seconds of a good vibe at the end of a press conference. We said we need someone like that for Ryan Day at Ohio State. We need someone
a
to
den mother.
Shut down the press conferences. Don't worry about
I've
it.
Got you know? Some candy for you.
You guys are good. Thanks for everything you've done.
Right. She even hit him with the Duval all the way.
Better than Liam Cohen's initial Duval that he did at his introductory presser.
The Duval. So, other thing.
I heard
it's not your Bimenin, but it's good. I heard Matty Ice, who, by the way, I was mistaken for this weekend. Someone thought that I was Matty Ice. And I said, wait till I tell you this. And I heard...
What do you mean?
What do you mean by that? What do you mean, man? What are you talking about?
So, did you just say thank you?
Thanks, man.
I wish I was that cool.
Check us out 12 to 3 tomorrow. He and Joshua Perry were talking about their favorite cookies. If you had one cookie that you could have for the rest of your days and had to throw them all out.
Store-bought? Or homemade or what?
Just cookie.
Any cookie.
Just cookie. I'd take your chocolate chip sea salted cookie. And then Joshua Perry, he said he'd take a Biscoff cookie.
That's your guy right
there. I love a packaged Biscoff cookie, but I'd take your delicious chocolate chip.
Has ever been to Lion's Cubs cookies?
Oh, yeah.
Lion's Cubs, their Oreo, their cookies and cream cookie.
Are they the oversized ones,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, kind of like a
huge
cookie cake.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I could never have an actual Oreo again. I'm such an Oreo guy.
You take the not even double stuff, but mega stuff, right?
No, I'd take the single. I'd take the original.
Wait.
We don't have time for this. It's a superior Dunkin' cookie.
It's a great store. And if we're doing store cookies, how do you leave out Oreo?
You don't. But Chip Ahoy. You like that?
I prefer Oreo.
What do you say?
Chip Ahoy?
Chips Ahoy.
Chip Ahoy.
Chip Ahoy.
Doing the reverse Kroger's and Myers.
Sound like you're 95 years old. Hey, you got a Chip Ahoy in the pantry?
What about those elf cookies there?
Is that Keebler guy?
Trash. But the Keeblers.
Trash.
No likey?
No.
What about Alyssa Milano? What about a mint Milano?
Mint doesn't belong in dessert. Disgusting.
Oh, the mint Milano. Oh,
that's a hot take,
peppermint. Anything.
We don't have time for that.
It's got like a chewiness to it. Oh, delicious.
Chewiness to it.
Yeah, it's got a little chewiness to it.
It does?
Delicious.
Well, eating them in a humid setting?
Get your package.
Yeah, they shouldn't have chewiness to them. What are you keeping them in your crotch?
It's almost like a crisp and a chewiness at the same time.
You're crazy.
You're an idiot.
I'm glad Beamer's here. I can just double team you to death.
Oh, I like to be double teamed.
Goodbye. Buckeye Show's next. See you tomorrow. Common Man and Tibby on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slower traffic on westbound 70 on the west side from West Broad Street to 670. And you're looking at a 20-minute holdup on northbound 71 on that north side from I-70 to North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Straight Talk Wireless. Don't let data limits hold you back from being the gift master in the family group chat. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get real unlimited data on Verizon's 5G network. Straight Talk, available at straighttalk.com or Walmart. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. What is the game this week, Bob?
You know, I originally was going to call this game show back when I was banging trivia. Because it was going to be about stuff mostly from the 80s. But then I realized we weren't banging in the 80s. I'm barely a thing in the 80s. So, but it's 80s trivia. That's what it is.
Speak for yourself.
Were you banging?
10 years old.
Right. I didn't think that was... I mean, I just mean more or
started
less...
Started early.
I don't know how much of the 80s you recall. I recall little to none of it.
I recall a decent chunk.
Like, the Mets won the World Series in 86.
My mom walking around topless. I remember that.
Was that an 80s thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if that happened in the 90s or if that was...
No, that was
limited only to the 80s. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I was 7, so...
So it was in the 80s.
It was 87.
Yeah. Good that you remembered this specific date. Do you know where you were going on vacation?
Yeah, we were going to Florida. Driving down to Florida, we stopped halfway at a motel in Tennessee.
Probably Tennessee. Usually, I mean, if you're going halfway from Chicago to Florida, that would make sense, right?
I think the room was $26.
Hey.
Had two beds in the room.
Guess what? There's some of those motels, still $26.
I'm quite sure.
Let them live.
And then my mom, for some... ungodly reason, you'd have to ask her. She's still kicking. Decided, I'm just going to walk out with my top off. So everybody can see it.
It's not, I will say, in her defense,
there's no defense.
No, there's light defense. Light defense is you're in a hotel room and maybe for a split second she thought, oh, that's right, Michael's here and I have to, you know, I got to cover up. Or was she just like, look at him? Like, was she screaming
she
at you?
She may as well have. Because I'm 43 years old and it's clear as day.
Yeah.
Clear as day. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.